talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
You look lovely.
Thank
morning,
you.
Everybody.
You look lovely as well. This is very exciting.
Thank you. Let's get right to it.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I have so many websites I have all over the place. I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
Well, who do we have here?
Carla Tuesday, WDUR, the Dur. Reverend Richard, is it true that you'll be representing yourself?
Carla, let me tell you a little story. I was walking on the beach with the Lord, and there were two sets of footprints in the sand. And then there were three sets of footprints, and I said, who's that? And the Lord said, it's Dale Earnhardt. He's a big fan of yours. My client won't be answering any more of your questions. Stay in school, kids.
Right, guys? Ralph? Kevin? The lady?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Does anybody here speak English?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Well, maybe your gay friend should mind his own business.
Just like the other one.
This show sucks.
This one seems to be about to quit.
He did a great job with the vagina.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I don't know.
Just like the other one.
Still plenty of time to turn it around at
this. This one seems to be about to end.
One could say that, but should we?
I don't have another cent.
This message is for beer mugs. Shut up.
God's disgusting mistake.
Just pass it around.
You
all about.
And now.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate you trying to teach me, man, but I mean, I don't twit, you know, I don't face page. I mean, I don't stream unless I'm peeing.
Our feature presentation.
That's got a point. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday the 18th. Nope, it's Friday the 10th of July. 10th.
Wow. Kevin.
It's the
what's
10th.
Going on? What's going on?
It's Friday the 10th. That's what's going on.
No, I know. I know. We all know it's Friday the 10th. Why is it the 18th in your head?
Because the next Friday isn't even the 18th.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm confused. Where did the 18th come from?
Is it just a
case of your handwriting?
It's my handwriting, yeah. I looked at it, and I was just like, oh, 18th. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's how I work. It's how I do it.
That's what happens when we ask Kevin to do 3 days in a row, man.
See?
It's too much.
That's right.
You're just expecting too much. Of course, he's running out of gas at this point.
Like 2 days
hanging on there.
2 days a week, I think might
that's
work.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
That's your goal. Yeah. Well, Howard Stern's down to three, dude.
See,
so you should be at least two. There's twice the broadcaster he is.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
What's everybody's weekend looking like?
Oof, big plans.
So nothing.
Not a lot. No.
Well, Allie already told us off air that you filled up your car yesterday, so you didn't even have to move out of the parking lot. You can just
good point.
That's sweet.
Sleep,
yeah.
Sleep in the car, watch your little DVD player, and you're fine.
Yeah, all juiced up, ready to go.
Ready to go. Anyone doing anything?
I'm going to dinner tonight, and then I'm going to watch the fight tomorrow.
Yeah, the fight.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the fight.
Yeah,
it's going to be so
that
good.
Should be fun.
Good times.
I got to do all my own chores this weekend. I don't have any slave labor coming in.
Oh, really? Chip's not coming up?
Nope.
Well, that's a bummer.
Nobody to replace her to do that work. Here's a story to get us going on this Friday the 18th of July.
10th. I don't know why you would say 18th.
Yeah. Get it together, Bean.
Man.
I found this really interesting. Kevin, you won't care, so you may want to dip out for a minute here.
All right.
But I bet Shebeam will be interested. There is a proposal. Private consultants have been hired to, as they do with many major businesses, to go to the Burbank Airport, the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, and figure out a way to raise the airport's profile, get a little bit more business, because what they have discovered is that many people around the country, and I guess this is sort of understandable, don't know where the Bob Hope Airport is. So the private consultants to the airport have recommended that they change the name of the airport to Los Angeles Burbank Airport, which sounds, to people who live in Southern California, it sounds stupid because we know Burbank isn't in Los Angeles, right?
Right.
But to people who may be looking to book a flight and they live in Washington, D.C. or something, they at least it'll come up and it'll show Los Angeles and they'll go, oh, that's where I'm trying to go.
Yeah,
so maybe that's an airport that
smart.
I should look into. Yeah, so it reminds me kind of the decision by the Anaheim Angels a few years ago to change the name of the team. But they did it for the same reason, though, because nobody outside of the local area knew what Anaheim was. So they changed it to Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, because they thought they'd get more advertising, more business and whatnot, higher profile. Los Angeles is a name that everybody knows.
Right.
They've been surveying folks around the country about the Bob Hope Airport, and people, like, as I said, have no idea where it was. Some people thought it was in New York. Some people thought it was Texas, Hawaii. One responded to the survey, said, I think it's in Vietnam.
It's
that was that would have been a surprise if you got on that plane expecting to go to Vietnam. People surveyed at the airport itself this week. Over 80% said they would not be bothered by a name change. But what I find really interesting about it is, I mean, I bet that lots of people don't even know who Bob Hope is anymore. He's been dead less than 15 years.
Yeah,
but don't
true.
You get the, don't you get the sense that he's one of those celebrities who you never see on TV? It's not like he's got a bunch of movies that they run all the time or anything like that. He's almost invisible already.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob Hope, kids, was one of the biggest stars of the 20th century.
Sure.
I mean, in terms of stage and screen and television and live performances and Broadway, and he won a ton of honorary Oscars. I mean, he was Charlie Chaplin and Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. I mean, he was one of those guys, and I feel like he's already been forgotten. What hope do the rest of us have?
Don't
You're
be
freaking
so
Bob
boring.
Hope.
What?
You're freaking Bob Hope, and people don't remember who you are when you've been dead 10 years. I mean, isn't that astonishing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, you're right. I don't care. I don't know.
I knew you wouldn't care.
I don't know what to do about that. I just don't care. But I will say this. We don't need more people here. There's enough people here in
That's
Los Angeles.
That's a great
Angeles.
Point.
Right, so let's not identify that airport as Los
but
Angeles.
But you want great people point. To come to Southern California, spend money, and leave, though.
I don't, personally.
I mean,
find
good,
that there's
good,
too
good
many...
for the economy.
Yeah, but it's another car on the road. Do we need that? No, we don't.
Well, you don't need that. That's for sure.
We should change LAX away from L.A. That's a change. That's what we should do in
Kevin's
that way.
Kevin's got ideas.
See?
Yeah.
Thank
See?
You.
This is why Kevin needs to be running things.
That's right.
So change LAX to Oakland International or something like that.
Whatever.
That way, boom.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Well, anyway, it has not been decided yet. There is going to be more research done into this, but we may soon be talking about a Los Angeles Burbank Airport, which just sounds so wrong to my ears. But I guess they're running a business, and they got to do what they can to improve it, I guess. So, anyway, super interesting story, right?
Yeah, wow.
It was good.
It was great.
I will say this about that airport. Yeah. A, delightful. B, in and out real quick. C, great soundtrack happening in that airport. I
oh,
don't
yeah.
know.
Soundtrack.
Yes. Wonderful music.
I've never noticed
that. Oh, every time I'm there, I'm like, damn, that's my jam.
They do play the greatest hits of the 80s and 90s. That's
they
for
do.
Sure. Yeah.
But the thing is, if more people know that it's Los Angeles, then it's not as easy to get in and out. It's a small airport.
Again, Kevin.
See?
You're right.
Come on.
Wow.
All right. Come on, people. Now smile on it, brother. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. Was it close?
Every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong.
Was it close?
Smile on your
close.
Brother, but a brother
okay.
is also good.
It's good enough.
Kevin's singing the urban version.
We're going to talk about Ariana Grande's apology, which is, I don't even understand, I don't think. It's absurd.
Well, she apparently caught wind of our confusion by her written apology yesterday, and yesterday afterwards recorded a video apology to make an addendum to the things that she didn't say the first time around. She's like, well, I guess I got a little carried away with my problems with the food industry, so let me take this again. So she's trying to dig herself out of Donut Gate.
Donut Gate. Also on today's program, we have the Movie Beat with Ralph Garman, where you have tickets for Ant-Man. We have, let's see here, Mugs. Should we talk about Mugs now or just?
Well, I think we can mention that there's some major life changes going on with Bugs. And we need to talk him out of it.
He's getting married.
Mm-hmm. Someone, to a human.
Someone is marrying Beer Mug.
A lady.
Maybe that's the person we should be talking to, because that's a bad choice.
Yeah, it's time for some sort of intervention.
We also have Adam Carolla on the program today. We have your tickets for Comic-Con, your last chance to win those tickets. And we have Joe Rogan talking about UFC 189. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:55.
That right there is Tame Impala. That's one of the bands you can see at destination number one of K-Rock's Road Trip USA 2015. If you go to Lollapalooza, we'll qualify you at 9 o'clock this morning like we do. Grand prize ring Monday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph, what's going on, man?
Donut Gate. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Donut Gate
is the thing, man.
It's all about Donut Gate. Ariana Grande licking donuts at Wolfie Donuts in Lake Elsinore, California, spreading her stinking germs all over the place.
And you have been on this beat since the story broke. I got to give it up for you,
thank
man.
Thank you. I am the go-to reporter when it comes to Donut Gate.
You are the point man for the story.
And now Ariana Grande has released an apology video. So if you stick around the next, right at the top of the hour, we'll be breaking that down for you and giving you all the inside scoop about how she doesn't understand words and things. But the good news is, Joe Martin, the shop's owner, he says his business has tripled since the video went viral. So good news for Wolfie Donuts there in Lake Elsinore.
Why? Why would anyone want to buy a pre-licked donut?
Oh, my God, let's go to the place where she licked the donuts.
But she didn't lick all of them.
But let's go there and see where it happened.
I feel like they're still licking them.
But it's where it happened. Let's get a selfie where it happened and she licked the donuts. Let's go there and get a selfie. Ariana Grande is so great. Let's go where she licked the donuts.
Now, is this true also, Ralph, that their letter rating with the health department has gone down as a result of this incident?
Let me finish this story. I will come up there and kick you right in the nuts. You son of a bitch.
What else is happening at the donut shop, Ralph?
Pizza first!
In further news, the NBC affiliate in that area reports that the shop was docked one letter grade by the local health department following the video, so they went from an A to a B. Didn't they lose a letter grade?
Let's just let him do it.
No money, no problems. That's what I always say.
Let him do it, man.
From Donut Gate, let's go to that other big controversial celebrity story with Tom Selleck stealing water in Ventura County.
That bastard.
I like to call it Watergate. But people are getting confused every time I do that.
Yeah, maybe already
taken. People are dumb. It's Watergate. That's what it is. And they go, oh, that is not in the 70s? No.
Brand new Watergate.
Brand new Watergate. I'm called New Watergate.
I like it.
Looks like pays to be rich, people. Apparently, Tom Selleck has cut himself a deal with the Municipal Water District up there in Ventura County over his theft of trucks and trucks of water to irrigate his stinking avocado ranch and his mustache. The terms are confidential.
Ah.
But apparently somebody just wrote a big check. Big mustache wins again, people. Shave. Don't be like the 1%.
Wait.
Be the 99.
The 1% have mustaches?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Selleck and Muggs. The only two guys left in America.
I'm not sure Muggs is in the 1%.
Rocking the mug. Rocking the stash. So, yeah, apparently he just wrote a big fat check. It all goes away. Isn't it nice to be rich and famous?
That's sweet.
And the commissioner of police? That all happened. Scott Disick, apparently not doing so well since he walked out on his family. Oh, I feel bad for him.
Which one is he? Is he the...
Is Courtney Kardashian's baby daddy. Right. Fathered three children.
We could not understand how she was with him for one day.
But she said and recently, then, he seems to have a problem with alcohol.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
He sent out a photo of his daughter on her third birthday. with the caption, "One of the only things I'm proud of about myself."
Aw.
Really? You're proud of the fact that you put your seed in a woman? That's it? That's all you got? How hard was that for you? How difficult was that process?
I think it looks like fun.
Says the guy who's never done it.
I'm just saying, Kourtney Kardashian, pretty good deal.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know why he's so proud of himself for a child, which apparently he's never around to raise.
Yeah.
He's off partying. So what has he contributed other than the sample, other than the specimen? And, Kevin, you'll be happy to know, I know how you love the wax museums.
Oh, I love it. So realistic.
Tussauds Wax Museum.
So stupid.
In London has added a Kim Kardashian wax figure. Kim is shown the pose. What do you think her pose is? You know, they try to pose them in, see, like, Schwarzenegger's a Terminator, you know, and he's in the Terminator movie pose. What do you think her pose
is? A selfie?
She's taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Ugh. Kevin.
Well, I mean, that's what she's known for God's sake.
And there's an actual phone in her hand that when you pose with the picture, it takes a picture of you, and you can upload it to your phone, and then you get a selfie with the wax figure of Kim Kardashian.
Why not ass up facing the pillow? That's how we like our Kim.
Zing!
That's what I want to see in the wax.
Where's
museum.
The Ray J figure? Is there a Ray J figure?
I want that
museum?
Photo.
Let's put them together. That's right. Maybe you get behind her and you pretend you're Ray J.
Then you get
a grainy like video of it. Come on. They're missing out on a big opportunity. Let's not forget how she got where she is today,
it's
people.
True.
Don't forget her origins.
Ali, you don't know this about Kevin, but he has an unnatural hate of wax museums.
Oh, they're just so stupid. Museums. Here's the thing. I hate wax museums, and so they said, let's go down to the one in Hollywood and look. It was way worse than I thought. It's terrible.
I don't know what you're basing that on.
Some are better than others.
It was terrible.
Madame Tussauds is excellent,
by the
way.
Is it that they don't look enough like
the people? They don't look anything like some of the people.
Okay.
It's absurd. Stupid, dumb, absurd.
I don't think we went to the Madame Tussauds there in Hollywood.
We did.
There was another one. We went to the Hollywood Wax Museum, I think. Yes, we went to the Hollywood Wax Museum.
You were amazed, Ralph, at how bad it was.
We went to the Hollywood Wax Museum, which is different than Madame Tussauds. I think we've been since they opened that new one up at Hollywood High.
Oh, I'm sure that was
the Hollywood Wax Museum.
I think they have blind guys who build those. The Madame Tussauds are first rate.
Sure,
I mean,
right.
You can't tell in a photograph. You can't even tell it's a wax figure.
I'm sure they're way better.
They are.
Let's go, Kevin.
Nope.
I think it's time to revisit, Kevin.
Nope. Yeah. One more trip, Kev.
Nope.
This is
have
it.
An open mind.
The nope.
It's opposite
improved.
Day. It's opposite week.
I had an open mind. We went. It was terrible.
We've chose poorly. Let's pick a better and more high-quality wax museum, and I think you'll be impressed by the craftsmanship and work.
King of Mexico is saying that we went to the one in Buena Park.
No,
that's
just not
possible.
True. That's just not true.
No, that's just bad. That's dumb.
Or was it?
I don't think so. It was in Hollywood.
I thought it was, too.
Yes, I'm right. You're wrong.
What do you...
What?
Why would we be in Buena Park?
Because the Madame Tussauds wasn't open yet.
But there's another wax museum in Hollywood.
No, you guys went to the Movie Land.
We didn't.
No, Movie Land's been closed for like 15 years.
Yeah, you went to the one on Hollywood and Highland.
Dave, you are wrong.
But there's one in the complex there, the Madame Tussauds, and I think that was not open yet. But there was one on the other side of the boulevard.
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah, the Hollywood Wax Museum. That's the one we went to. Yeah, yeah. This is fascinating
it
radio.
Is. It's good.
I think people are enjoying this.
Right.
Yeah. Let me get to the celebrity birthday. So
but what I do love about Dave is his commitment to he's right.
Right. Yeah.
I do love that.
Singer Jessica Simpson's 35 years old today. Glug, 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 glug. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Very talented actor. He is 38. Adrian Grenier. He's from Entourage.
He is.
He's Vinny Chase.
He's Vinny. Yeah.
39 years old today. And Sofia Vergara celebrates 43 today. She gets all the bells, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she does.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph's got the movie beat coming up. Adam Carolla on the program as well today. And Joe Rogan talks UFC 189. So, Ralph, you're, as we mentioned, you're our point man on Donut Gate.
Donut Gate!
Does Ariana Grande get any kind of pass for being 22 years old?
No.
Okay. Meaning
I've got a 5-year-old daughter. If she licked a donut in a donut shop, there would be a reckoning.
I'm not excusing the behavior. She's definitely in the wrong. But I'm saying, she's also in a situation where, you know, look, if any of us had cameras on us and the dumb things we did when we were 22, we would have had something like this, right? I mean, it's not uncommon for somebody that age.
Yeah, it would have been a lot worse for me. A lot worse.
Well, you're horrible now. But for, like, respectable people at 22, you should know the difference between your property and not your property.
I agree.
And you don't go around licking food that's not yours, like some sort of damaged troglodyte.
Animal. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm just throwing it out there, just wondering if we're being too hard on her. So
at what age,
not, then,
what age
then
do you have to start behaving like a person? Is it 23, 24? How many years do we give her to teach her not to lick donuts like she's wears a helmet and rides the short bus?
Okay, fair point. All right, so how's she managing the fallout from this?
Poorly.
The ding that her image is taking.
I would say poorly. Right. Yesterday, she released a written statement to Us Weekly magazine. Apparently angry at us for having fat kids. That's why she hates America.
Let me butt in here, though, and say, do you think she wrote this, or is
no.
it it's a PR person?
If you listen to her new verbal apology, you recognize that she does not really know the meaning of words so much. that whoever wrote this statement has some other level of education other than Ariana Grande.
I love it.
The person who wrote this, I'm guessing, was not wearing little cat ears.
No.
That's
okay.
My guess.
Right. Probably true.
Sounds like some sort of legal statement. But let's break it down, shall all we? Right. Here's the written statement. I'm extremely proud to be an American. And I've always made it clear that I love my country. Because, of course, she did say she hates America and hates Americans.
Well, how is that her making it clear that she loves her country?
Well, she's made it clear, Bean.
She's already at odds with herself.
Screw you, America. What I said in a private moment with my friend who was buying the donuts was taken out of context. No, it wasn't. We saw the whole thing, by the way. I'm sorry for not using more discretion with my choice of words. I'm sorry I got busted. As an advocate for healthy eating, food is very important to me. And I sometimes get upset by how freely we as Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences it has on our health and on society as a whole. Donuts are bringing down society.
She says, while in the donut shop.
She's buying donuts. That's the guy at the crack dealer saying, drugs are a scourge on this. Can I have a little more of that, please? Drug is a scourge on society. No, I want a whole bag of crack, please. She says, the fact that the United States has one of the highest child obesity rates in the world frustrates me. So that's why she said, I hate America, because look at those big donuts. They're making children fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She said just after she was in that donut shop.
We need to do more to educate ourselves and our children about the dangers of overeating and the poison that we put into our bodies. We need to demand more from our food industry. She's not a childish, petulant little pop star licking donuts and spouting off. She's a hero.
Yeah, she's teaching us a lesson.
She's standing up for us with the food industry and the fat kids and the being and the having.
I always knew this was her platform.
Me
really?
Too.
It's really great to hear her speak on it.
She's finally stepping up and schooling us. I should have known better in how I expressed myself. And with my new responsibility to others as a public figure, I will strive to be better. As for why I cannot be at the MLB show, she did cancel that on the All-Star concert.
Okay.
At the All-Star game. Because she has said she had oral surgery.
Not only that, baseball is America's pastime, and she hates America, so she doesn't want to be a part of that.
That's right. Instead, she went to goat throwing or some sort of ISIS game that they have.
Probably. They're not throwing them, Ralph.
No. I've had emergency oral surgery, and due to recovery, I cannot attend the show. I hope to make it up to all those fans soon. Let it be... Okay.
Like it matters.
Like it matters. Some said she faked the oral surgery. In order to get out of the public appearance.
Meaning she actually had that performed on her, or she was just lying?
No. She just take some teeth.
I don't know. I don't know.
Some said she was claiming she had oral surgery. But no, you weren't.
It is.
She had fake surgery. Yeah. She had people operate her mouth if she didn't need it. That's
what you were
saying.
I was asking if she was lying about it, or if she actually, maybe she had something that she needed done, and she went, this is a good time for me to duck out.
Well, apparently she did have her wisdom teeth removed. But speculation was that, initially, that she was just saying that, and she was going to just duck out of the public eye. But then if you look at this video that she has released, now she obviously does have swollen cheeks. She has had some surgery done. But here's the thing. She feels that maybe this statement missed the mark, this written statement.
Oh, that didn't do it?
That did not succinctly sum up her true feelings about America and about licking donuts and all the things that we still have questions about. So thank the Lord Jesus, she has released a video, a four-minute-long video apology that we have distilled down to its essence of about a minute. And you will hear that whoever wrote this statement is not this girl.
Hi, y'all. It's me. Free of my puffy cheeks, please. I'm making this video from Wisdom Tooth Recovery Hell. But I just wanted to make a video to apologize again for the whole donut fiasco and craziness. Because I feel like the apology that I posted, I kind of missed my opportunity to actually sincerely apologize and express how I was feeling because I was too busy preaching about my issues with the food industry, which is, like, not, I feel like, relative.
It's not relative. That's how I know she didn't write this statement.
Does she mean relevant?
That's what she means, yes.
Okay.
No. But food industry is not relatives, because I don't have any answer uncles in the food industry.
I, like, totally whiffed on that apology from yesterday.
It's like, I did not say enough about my puffy cheeks and wisdom tooth hell.
She's Taylor Swift.
She's
exact
worse.
Same voice.
She's much worse.
Preaching about my issues with the food industry, which is, like,
what?
Not
who?
I feel like relative.
Relative,
not relative.
Like, I could have expressed myself in a different way. So here I am.
Here we are.
Apologizing again. And, you know, I was trying to get you to understand where I was coming from when I said what I said.
You hate
but
America.
I apologize
coming
for
from
my...
ISIS.
What's that?
I said she's coming from ISIS. That's what's
right. That's where she's coming from.
Poor choice of words. And for my behavior. Seeing how ugly it looks when you behave a certain way makes you want to never behave that way again.
She's learned her lesson. She's not going to lick any more donuts. I think that's what we can take away from that. From
if now there's on, a camera present.
From now on, she will keep her tongue in her mouth.
She didn't say
that. Unless it's absolutely necessary.
I was just really embarrassed, and I never want to be anything but a positive influence on my babes or my loves.
Okay, she calls her fans her babes. Oh, my babes. I want to be a positive influence on my babes and my loves and my baby loves and my lovey babes. Keep going.
She's the best.
Or anyone who pays attention to me for that matter or follows me or sees what I do, it's not what I want to do. I want to be a positive influence. So I feel like I let y'all down, which sucks. Not here to make any excuses or justify my behavior because I can't. I'm just here to apologize and tell you that I love you and I appreciate being able to talk to you so directly like this and that I'm very sorry.
She's very sorry, Ralph.
Very sorry. Very She's sorry. Let us down. Here, wow, this, woof, does the grande in her name signify her inflated opinion of herself? Does she really think that we're looking up to her as some sort of moral standard? We're mocking you because you're a pop star who licks donuts and said you hate America. You didn't let us down. You're just bad. You're just a bad person. My babes and everyone who follows her and pays attention to what I do. I barely knew who you were until you started licking donuts. No one's paying attention to you. This may have all been a part of a grand scheme.
Wow.
Or yeah. A grande scheme. Sorry. Wow. I'm going to go.
Good.
Hey, before we get into the movie beat, let's open up the phone lines at 1-800-520-1067. We want you to go see Ant-Man ahead of it opening. I think it opens on the 17th, I want to say. We're going to let you see it the night before at the Big Deal Theater at IMAX headquarters. It'll help if you know your Avengers. If you're big into the Avengers, give us a call right now. We'll give you a chance to earn your way into Ant-Man. 1-800-520-1067. That game is coming up. But first, how about Ralph's movie beat?
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Bunch of new movies opening up this weekend. Let's kick things off with The Gallows. This is a horror movie, but it's very different because it's shot as if someone is holding a camera.
What?
Like a video camera, and they are shooting it while it happens. It's like a point of view from the person holding the camera.
We haven't seen that technique in days.
It's as if someone found the footage of this and then made a movie out of
it. It's not professionally shot?
No, this is...
I don't think he said that.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
All right.
It's about kids who break into a school to put on a school play.
What?
Because they want to put on a play that much? Because the school play went bad the last time, and a kid died because it was supposed
to be... What are you talking about?
It was that bad of a play. A kid just died.
It was a prop gallows where an actor was supposed to pretend to be hung, but the prop malfunctioned, and the poor kid actually got hanged.
Oh.
He died by the gallows on the stage.
Okay.
So these kids break into the school to recreate that moment on the anniversary of his death. Why? I have no idea why anybody would want to do that, but they do it, and guess what happens? You know that kid who died?
Yeah.
He's back!
He's coming back. Oh, no.
Here's a scene from the gallows where the kids who are walking around with night vision in their camera and shooting pictures of themselves doing a school play after hours when they break into the school discover something very unnerving.
This play is an embarrassment!
Shut up!
You're going to embarrass everybody! This needs to stop!
I took that noose down. Reese, I took that down. You saw me take it down, man.
The stairs?
Can you guys please stop messing with me? This isn't funny.
We're not messing with you.
You are all going to die tonight.
Ah! Yeah, gallows. Stop it. Amy, has already been open in New York and Los Angeles, but it goes into wider release this week. And this is the fascinating documentary about Amy Winehouse. The story of Amy in her own words, and it's got a lot of unseen archival footage and some unheard music tracks of hers. This is, by all accounts, an excellent documentary on any level, but also fascinating because she was a fascinating lady. Here's some clips from the trailer of Amy.
She had such an emotional relationship to music.
The more people see of me, the more they'll realize that all I'm good for is making music.
And the Grammy goes to Amy Winehouse.
She was one of the truest artists I ever heard.
Amy was a girl that just wanted to be loved.
I fell in love with someone who I would have died for.
And that's like a real drug, isn't it?
I don't think I'm going to be at all famous.
It's kind of sad when you see in this film her young and bright-eyed and clear and sharp and focused and sober and just in love with music. And then we all know the tragic ending to this story. Selfless opens up this weekend as well. Ben Kingsley plays a very rich man who is dying from cancer. He is dying. He's old, but he's very, very rich. So what do you do when you're rich? You buy yourself a new body, bitches. And so he puts his brain inside Ryan Reynolds. Boom! Now I've got Ben Kingsley's brain in Ryan Reynolds' body. Let's partay. But the organization that provided the service to him...
Don't tell me.
It's not all it looks like on the surface, no. Kevin!
Ah!
Here's some clips from the trailer.
That was an hallucination.
Daddy!
Immortality has some side effects.
How is this possible?
There is no science, no progress without sacrifice.
You took a man's life.
No! I did!
Soon I'll be gone. I can already feel myself fading.
Without me, your mind will relapse.
I'm the only one standing between you and oblivion.
Ah!
You are all going to die tonight.
Where are they getting these bodies from? Where are they getting the bodies for the rich people to inhabit? Where is it coming from? That's the mystery.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boulevard opens up this weekend. Robin Williams, one of his final performances. This drama about a devoted husband who's in a marriage of convenience, and then at a certain point in his life, he starts to confront the reality of that and what it means. This looks difficult, devastating. Robin Williams, Kathy Baker, Bob Odenkirk. Here's some clips from the trailer to Boulevard.
Suddenly, I'm 60 years old.
Well, you want to give me a ride?
Excuse me?
Asked if you want to give me a ride.
Sure.
We have separate beds, separate lives, separate rooms.
Where's my mom? Hey! Leave him alone! I love you, Joy. That was never a lie. It's just time for us to be in the real world.
Maybe it's never too late to finally start living the life you really want.
I miss Robin
Williams. Not a lighthearted weekend, Ralph.
Nope. Yes, it is. You know why? That's happening. Those guys are back.
Yeah.
The Minions!
Yeah!
They do a lot of that!
You guys have seen the
whole movie of that!
25-foot framed picture of the Minions that Dave has in the office.
Oh, boy, does he love himself some Minions. Woo. Dave loves the Minions.
For a long time, he took one of those little ones around and took a picture everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one he drilled the hole in, remember? that big one, he put the hole in the back of it?
I couldn't see the hole.
That stuffed Minion he had with the hole in the back of it, remember that? The Minions get their own movie, of course, from Despicable Me. The Despicable Me films. The Minions now on their own spinoff. Stuart, Kevin, and Bob are the Minions in this film. Kevin's the dumb one.
Hey, how dare you?
And they're recruited by a villain named Scarlet Overkill, voiced by Sandra Bullock. She's a supervillain, along with her inventor husband, Herb, plan to take over the world. This is a prequel. This is before they started working with Steve Carell's character from the Despicable Me movies. They were Minions for hire. John Hamm, Michael Keaton, also star in this film. Here is a scene where Scarlet Overkill, played, as I mentioned, by Sandra Bullock, is telling the Minions what she wants.
Do you know who this is?
La Cucaracha?
This is Queen Elizabeth, ruler of England. And I really, really, really want her crown. Steal me the crown and all your dreams come true. Respect. Power.
Banana!
Okay.
That's for kids.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yes. Kids love the Minions.
Right.
They do.
And rightfully so.
And because they go, I can pick a banana.
So you'll be going to see this, Ralph.
Luckily, my little one, not so into the Minions.
Oh.
They may come at a later time, but I think I've dodged a bullet with this one.
But she can't wait for the Amy Winehouse documentary.
That she's interested in. And she keeps saying, tie me off, Dad. I don't even know what that means. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Hayley Atwell is in the film, Evangeline Lilly as well, and Paul Rudd is Ant-Man in theaters everywhere on July 17th. You get to see it the night before at the Big Deal Theater at the IMAX headquarters with a game that we're going to call, this time around, Lesser Known Avengers.
That's the lesser-known Avengers theme right
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here's the thing about the Avengers. And Ant-Man was one of the original Avengers, not Paul Rudd's character. But in the comic books, Ant-Man was one of the original founding Avengers. But the Avengers in the comic books have had so many permutations and have been around for so long. You've got the West Coast Avengers. You've got the Great Lakes Avengers. You've got the Mighty Avengers. You've got the Young Avengers. I mean, the Avengers have been around for a long, long time.
I had no idea any of that.
But everybody just knows the big Avengers, which, you know, Captain America and Iron Man and Thor and Hulk, you know, the ones from the movies. So I thought, let's give these tickets away to some real comic book fans by taking a look at some lesser-known Avengers.
Okay.
The lesser-known Avengers.
So what I will do is I will give you a clue to this superhero, and you need to tell me which superhero I'm talking about.
Well, based on the way you described it, Ralph, there's no question it'll be only men on the phone today, but let's see how it goes. Why don't we start with line 7? Let's go to Joey. He's in Yucaipa, and he's up first on the Kevin Amin Show on K-Rod. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joey. This Avenger is also the ruler of the fictional African nation of Wakanda.
That would be Black Panther.
Boom!
Boom, just like
that's
that.
That's how it's done, Joey. Well done.
Nice you win job. Tickets? All right, let's go to Doug and Pico Rivera. Hi.
Hi.
Doug, this lesser-known Avenger is named Jennifer Walters, and she once received an emergency blood transfusion from her cousin, Bruce Banner, which led to a milder version of his condition. Who is the lesser-known Avenger?
I believe that would be She-Hulk.
She-Hulk!
Look at that.
Boom!
There was a Hulk who was a lady, Ralph.
She-Hulk. She's wow. So hot. She's big and green, but she is hot.
Where did she get bigger?
Oh.
What? I'm just... Well, I think we were having fun right till then.
Yeah, okay. We had a good time.
Trevor in Riverside. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Trevor. This lesser-known Avenger was...
The lesser-known Avengers.
His name's Simon Williams. He was transformed into an ion-powered super being by Baron Zemo to infiltrate the Avengers, but he later joined them. Do you know this lesser-known Avenger?
I do not.
Wonder Man. We're looking for Wonder Man. Sorry about that, sir.
Thank you for calling. Next up is Kyle. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Kyle. This lesser-known Avenger was the mutant son of a human sea captain and the princess of Atlantis. He possesses super strength and aquatic abilities, lives under the water. Do you know this lesser-known Avenger?
Ooh. I would have to say, I'll take a guess, Stingray.
No, sir. The Submariner. Submariner. Namor.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
He knew. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You got me
sure
there.
There are a lot of lesser-known Avengers.
They're lesser-known.
The lesser-known. The lesser-known Avengers.
Rick in West Hollywood. Hi.
Oh, no. Okay. This is going to be tough, but I'll try.
Oh, now he's upset he called.
Oh, no. Oh,
who made you call?
God, I'm not.
Oh, man. They put me on the air. Oh.
All right.
Oh, you guys came to my call. I'm so upset.
All right, Rick. Here is your clue for your lesser-known Avenger. This black superhero originally used his superpowers for profit when he was known as a hero for hire. Who am I talking about?
Oh, my God. Okay. Great. We got a... You know what? I couldn't even guess which one that one is, so I'm going to bail out on that. Sorry. I know the other ones, but that must be a really lesser-known one. Who is it?
Luke Cage, Power Man.
Oh, God, I wouldn't have guessed that. Oh, okay, I tried.
Just keep talking to Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
We need to hire Rick.
We do. Rick's the best.
Got a lot of thoughts on his mind, doesn't he? Griselda in Linwood?
To see. Yeah.
That's a girl?
Hey, a girl.
Hey, good morning.
How about that?
Are you a Marvel superheroes fan?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I was into comic books and the cartoons, and it's really pretty exciting to see all of these develop into movies.
Yes, it is, Griselda.
All right.
All right, well, here's your question. Maybe you can get this, because actually, this lesser-known Avenger was in a cartoon a while ago. She co-starred with Spider-Man and Iceman in a cartoon. She started out as a member of the X-Men. She was a student of the White Queen. Her secret identity is Angelica Jones, but she also became an Avenger. Do you know the superhero I'm talking about?
Angelica Jones. Oh, my God. I can't remember this. I can't think of her name. Angelica Jones. Can you give me a superpower?
She can blast from her hands. I can't really give it away. If I tell you what her power is, it'll give it away.
Yeah. Okay, Angelica Jones, and she blasts out some kind of...
And she used to be in a cartoon with Spider-Man and Iceman. They used to co-star together in a cartoon.
Oh, Firestar!
Firestar!
Yes!
Well done!
Wow.
She was a lady, you guys.
She was a lady.
A lady.
Firestar, Iceman, and
that's
Spider-Man.
Why we gave her 15 minutes to come up with the answer.
But she's got it. She got it.
Congratulations.
You're going to go see Ant-Man. Congratulations.
Let's go to Gabriel in Burbank. Hello, Gabriel.
From here.
What?
Hello.
Gabriel?
He says I'm here.
Hey, Gabriel. Here's your question. Here's the origin of this lesser-known Avenger. His name is Daniel Rand, and he learned martial arts as a 9-year-old orphan in the mystical city of Kunlun, and he fights evil with a big dragon tattoo on his chest. Do you know this lesser-known Avenger?
Oh, no. Are you going to give me as many hints as you gave the other
one? Are you hot?
I think you should. Yeah.
Yes.
It's fair.
Yes.
It's fair. Okay, yes, he's hot.
What do you use? What do you use when you're a martial artist? What do you use at the end of your arms?
Oh, well, that's a... You just tell him.
Your hands?
Yeah, but what do you do when you clench your hands? What happens?
You punch.
Ugh.
You punch somebody with your...
Fist.
Right.
Okay, all right.
All right, good. And if that was made out of some kind of metal...
metal fist?
Oh, you're hopeless.
Well,
you're
freaking
hopeless.
He's hot, though.
He is hot. He's got that.
Thing. Yeah.
Look, I think we gave him enough.
Griselda at least knew the character.
Yeah.
This guy.
He accidentally dialed us.
This guy. Iron Fist. We were looking for Iron Fist. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but thanks for everybody for playing Lesser Known Avengers.
The Lesser Known Avengers.
Beer Mug.
Yes.
Is
guilty.
Is getting married.
That's funny. I gotta get new headphones because I thought you said Beer Mug was getting married.
Beer Mug is getting married.
He's getting buried?
No, married.
But you mean buried. You're confused. This is not one of those things where you're misspeaking.
I don't
think
so.
Buried?
You say it, B.
Mail order bride, though, right? Someone who hasn't met him, I hope.
Married.
Oksana? Is her name Oksana? Is she from Kiev?
Yes, for she's arrived green she's card Sunday.
For, I marry giant fetch Jew to get green card?
That's about right. Well, we'll find out.
We'll
find out what's going on with that. Because that seems troubling, right?
Yes, for her, whoever that's, she is.
That's some bad decision-making right there.
Plus, we got tickets for you to go to Comic-Con this weekend. Still to come, Adam Carolla on the program today. Joe Rogan talks UFC 189, and a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup is coming up as well. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday.
Comic-Con's happening right now, by the way. Right now it's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give you tickets. Just get in your car and just go right away. No one else you're that excited about it?
I don't know.
I think Kevin's been a little emotional.
I've been super bummed.
He's been posting like Throwback Thursday pics and a little tear goes down his face.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
I get
Kevin,
it.
You can drive down there tomorrow and just hang out all day and come back. Seriously, if you don't have a place to stay.
Yeah. Seriously thinking about
it. Sleep in your car. Usually Allie do when does you're drunk.
It's pretty cool. Just try it.
We can take Allie's house.
That's right. Let's all ride down to Allie's house. You know how weird Bean is about this record release day thing? About how
yeah.
It's old?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dark day. It's my 9/11 because I have my record release day.
My whole week was turned upside down. I hate it.
What possible difference can it make when an album is released?
Bean has Asperger's.
Right. That's the only reason that it bothers him.
Yes, and routine.
It doesn't bother anybody else.
Routine is 100% important.
Routine is key, and
I
have a
system. If you ever saw Rain Man, you know, five minutes to Wapner. Bean is not going to be able to see Wapner now. That's the problem. And he's not got the right cheese balls, and it's not the right underwear. It's just Asperger's Central.
I do the same things on the same days every week, and that's why it's troubling for me.
I'll
get used to it.
And you're
going to
have to change.
Troubling. Well, apparently Bean's not the only one. In an interview, Noel Gallagher, they broke the news to Noel Gallagher that they moved record release day to Fridays.
He must have been crushed.
For some reason, he's very upset about it. I don't know why, but he's drawn a line in the sand. He's not going to take it anymore. Here's the interview.
Hello, this is Deadmau5 without the stupid hat, and this is enemy.com. Oh, whoa. Sezu, I run my own record label. I'll release mine on a Wednesday just to be contrary. Friday. No.
So Monday was quite a big deal for you.
Who's decided this?
America. Probably.
Oh. Well, we'll see about that, won't we? I don't know. Wow, on a Friday. Used to be Monday. Yeah, I don't know. The world's gone mad, hasn't it? Some focus group that somewhere in a room somewhere to maximise, you know, some amount of record sales. If we have it on a Friday, then by the time it gets to Monday, we'll have already sold a million albums, if one is Taylor Swift, presumably. I don't know. Unfortunately, it won't make albums any better, will it? They're still sounding on Friday.
See, that's the point.
Good point.
It won't make SE albums any better. They'll still sound like S on Friday.
That's true. Yeah, it's got a point.
So it makes no difference, but he still seems to be very upset.
Who decided this? America.
Yeah, that interview is not doing us any favors. Don't set him on us. Like we all got together. Hey, let's change it. Let's change record release day.
Let's mess up Noel Gallagher.
Yeah. So Noel's upset. Hey, you know, I told you that Fox is going to try to follow in the footsteps of NBC and do a live musical on television?
Yes.
You know, NBC did that Peter Pan and The Sound of Music. They're going to be doing The Wiz. Fox is following suit, but they're going for the young, hip crowd. They're going for the hipsters, kids.
Okay.
Scoobity bebop. I'm hip. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do Grease. They can just young it up. They can just put a bunch of youngers on there and just be all young. So they have announced their cast for Grease.
Oh, okay.
Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars. She's going to play Sandy. Vanessa Hudgens is going to play Rizzo. And they've announced their Danny Zuko. Danny Zuko will be played by Aaron Tveit.
Oh, he does good work.
Now, you may remember him from the show Graceland. Remember Graceland, the story of the young a cop and a CIA agent and a DEA agent all living undercover in the same house together?
Yep.
Is this ringing a bell
at all? I watched that show.
Of course you did. Here's the thing, though, that struck me as odd. Aaron is in his early 30s and looks every bit of it.
Yeah.
And Grease takes place in high school. It's going to be very odd having him opposite Vanessa Hudgens when they're having a conversation. He looks like the principal.
Yeah.
I don't understand this casting at all. It's going to be very disturbing to me.
That is weird.
There's going to be a very pedo undercurrent to this whole production as I watch it. We're all very disturbed. Couldn't they find anybody age appropriate to play Danny Zuko? Has Danny been left behind that many times and now he's in his 30s?
You might get away with somebody that's 22, 23, 24
right.
If they left you
all the time.
Sure, yeah. One of the Jonas guys could have done it.
Why do you hate me? Why do you want one of the Jonas guys to play Danny Zuko?
Because they look a little bit like him.
No.
They can sing,
stop
they can
it.
Act. No?
Anyway.
Hey, those Jonas brothers are assholes!
All right.
So we got this 50-year-old guy playing Danny
right.
Zuko. I don't know what's going on.
Now, they're not really going for star power on this one, like they did with Peter Pan, for instance, with Carrie Underwood, with Christopher Walken. I mean, they're definitely going after a different demo here.
Well, Vanessa Hudgens is fairly famous. Julianne Hough's fairly famous,
but not to the average age of a television viewer these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. That's why they got Aaron Tveit.
Household names.
Yes, Aaron Tveit bringing in for the big Danny Zuko star power. Seriously, looks like he's about 40. It's happening.
How do you think that's going to be,
it's
Ralph?
It's appropriate, like in the movie, John Travolta was, I don't know, he was at least 30 when he did the movie.
I would think
but
so.
You had Olivia Newton-John, who I think was like 65 when she was in the movie.
I don't think
she
was.
All the actors were sort of in the same age range. They were all older playing younger, but they were all, so you could like buy into that world. But seeing this guy up against Vanessa Hudgens is going to be very jarring to me. I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know how that's going to be, Bean. I'm dubious. Let's just say I'm dubious.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Simpson's 35 years old today. Chiwetel Ejiofor, 38 years old today. Adrian Grenier, of course. Is it Grenier or is it Grenier?
Grenier.
I think it's Grenier.
I know that's the French pronunciation, but I don't know whether he Americanized it or not. But
I only know French.
I know you're fluent in Francais.
That's right.
Say a little something for us in French.
No, I just did.
No, you didn't. You just said in French. That's English. Can you say a little something for us in French? Because I'm always impressed by your command.
We don't have time, really. We have the internet roundup.
Your accent is impeccable.
And oui.
And you have a real fluency that's very impressive.
Oui.
Kevin, you've already wowed us once this week with coup de grace. Why can't you just bring that one back?
Bring some more French out for us.
Die.
Die?
You die.
I don't believe that's French at all.
I mean, I could, but I just don't want to. Right now. Just move on.
Le petit mort would be the little death in French.
Okay. All right.
You
win.
Sofia Vergara is 43. Right? Bells.
Bells.
All the bells.
All the bells.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Joe Rogan on the program today talking UFC 189. Also, Adam Carolla coming up as well. And your tickets for Comic-Con. Hey, Dave, the producer, is in studio with us. Hi, King of Mexico. How are you, man?
Hey, man. How's it going?
You ready for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup?
Always.
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty good batch this week. You know, we were talking earlier in the week about all the people who got injured with fireworks at 4th of July holiday weekend.
Yes.
And including
amateurs.
The player for the New York Giants who lost a finger.
Amateurs.
Including the kid or the guy in Maine who lit fireworks off of his head. And that was the last thing he ever did. So having said all that... How about Steve-O? How about this video from Steve-O, Dave?
Steve-O's smart because he puts the fireworks underneath his skateboard.
At the beginning.
Yeah, well, most of the time. All the time, actually. So
I feel like look, Steve-O is not afraid of danger. He's fearless, which is why he's Steve-O. But he does singe his eyebrows off at one point in this video, and it's him with epic fireworks. It's just a collection of crazy things, including shooting him off of the skateboard on top of his head. But here's a little bit of what that video sounds like.
Damn it, how many times am I going to burn my eye?
It's the second time he burned his eye.
Yet, did that stop him from going back and doing it again? No, it did not.
Kids, don't light fireworks from your head.
That's true.
Yeah. Just don't do that. Yeah. Just in general, just stay far away from where the fireworks are going off. Exactly. This is one of the greatest things that a DJ has ever done, and it is already being copied all over the world now. You know what it's like. How do you describe, Kevin, when you get the crowd into a fever pitch waiting for the beat to drop?
It's called the drop, yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's called
when the
drop.
Beat drops, yeah. And you, the, it just the, builds up. And when the beat drops, everybody just goes crazy.
Goes insane. It's like the high point of the whole night. Yes. Well, this DJ decided instead of playing what the audience might expect when the beat dropped, he'd give them a little Spandau Ballet and their song True, which is the opposite of a dance song. And the crowd just can't even believe it.
Like, no!
The ultimate blue balls.
Everybody's like looking around. What's happening? Where'd the drop go?
That was Mashton Kutcher out of Australia.
Is that what he goes by?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a
That's
great name.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Honest Trailers is one of the best series on the internet. They're over 100 videos strong where they basically can take any movie and make it sound ridiculous. And we've got two of them for you in the roundup this week. The first one is in honor of the new Terminator movie being in theaters. They took a look back at Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
The evil AI Skynet sends a Terminator back in time to kill John Connor, whose father was a man sent back in time to protect him. Meaning, if the robots really wanted to kill John, they shouldn't have sent anything to kill him at all, since he never would have been born. But if Skynet doesn't send back the first Terminator, he wouldn't leave behind the technology that led to Skynet existing in the first place? Yeah, the timeline's all f***ed up.
Yeah, that's a very complicated premise for that movie, and for all the Terminator movies, in fact. Magic Mike 2 is in theaters right now, so Honest Trailers took a look back at the first in that franchise.
Get swept away by the film's fantasy romance that would have you believe Mike would ditch a life of casual threesomes with Olivia Munn to pursue a sourpuss who can't laugh like a human being. Giving hope to women everywhere that if she could land Channing Tatum, so could I. I mean, so could you.
So funny. Kevin, how many times have I heard you say the family that beatboxes together is the family that stays together?
This is my favorite video maybe of all time.
This is a little girl named Nicole Paris.
Yeah, not of all time. I'm sorry. Take that back.
How old do you reckon little Nicole is, Dave?
17?
Yeah, I was going to say 20.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So she's in a beatbox battle with her dad. Now, first, here's what her dad sounds like. All right, not too bad. Now let's hear his daughter.
Come on.
Even he had to admit he just got served.
Kev Dog, we could do better than that.
Up next is John Oliver, who was off the week of the 4th of July but decided to record something just as a web exclusive. And as usual, it's great. You know, on his show, usually, he does something very rare in a news program, and that he goes in-depth in the issue. So he'll take one topic and spend 10, 12, 15 minutes on it. Well, he decided for this web exclusive he was going to do the opposite, and he was going to cover 15 topics in 1 minute, just quick hits, and it's great.
Ostriches, scary horse birds, I don't like them, get away. Next, the food chain, only safe if you're at the very top. Moving on, orgies, also only safe if you're at the very top. One more, subtitles. No thank you, subtitles, stop trying to turn my movie into a book.
Yeah. He's so great. UFC, when you play it on your computer or on your video game console, sometimes it freezes up. Sometimes the action isn't as smooth as you would like it to be. It makes it less than lifelike. Would you agree?
Yes.
It gets hung up a little bit. So what somebody has done is they have pretended that those are real UFC fights, and they have impersonated Joe Rogan and Mike Goldberg, who are the commentators for the UFC fights, and they've just gone with it. If the action freezes, they work that into the play-by-play, and it's very well done.
Walk us through the action, Joe. Well, Mike, it looks like Chris Weidman is holding an invisible baby in his arms. He's trying to give it to Lyoto. It looks like Lyoto wants no part of that see-through baby, Joe. Chris rocking the newborn, showing a lot of love. Lyoto really hates that baby.
That's a good of that's happening.
That's a good Joe baby impression.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah. We should play that for Joe. We've got him on later on today and see what he thinks about it.
All right.
For those who think it's complicated to explain childbirth to your little kids, you're dreading giving them the talk, here's a 3-year-old who seems to already understand how babies work.
Hey, Adela, what's happening in October?
A baby's coming out of mommy's vagina.
All right. I mean, that pretty much sums it up, right?
Aw,
right?
Cute.
She's adorable.
So cute.
That's the earliest anyone has ever said the word vagina in their life,
probably.
I think, is at age three. Yeah. There's a woman who seems to be very popular on Facebook. What's her deal, Dave? She seems to run some sort of church that revolves around meat. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
All I know is I subscribed to her YouTube channel after watching this.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. And her name is Veronica, and she is very outspoken about why people shouldn't go into the ocean because, obviously, there are sharks in the ocean, and she actually makes a lot of sense.
The ocean is the shark's house, okay? I'm not, and I can swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house, okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate.
They get eight.
I love that.
She's the best. So stay away from the sharks.
She's doing that one saying. While she's driving, too, which I
yes.
love.
Yeah, she's way, talking she about sense. all the safety yes. that you need to by not being in the ocean, yet she's recording her video while she's driving. Exactly. There's a very, very, very popular kind of pop music that is in Asia. It can be J-pop in Japan, K-pop in Korea, and they are enormous. Around the world is some of the most popular music there is, and they're basically their girl group singing little pop songs. Where there's a new one on the scene that is really making waves. They're called Lady Baby. And the reason they're making waves is that one of their members is a big, large, hairy, cross-dressing man. With
right.
a big old beard. And they also are singing K-pop or J-pop mixed with heavy metal. It's kind of the strangest thing you've ever seen. Here's a little taste of Lady Baby.
That's awesome.
Lady Baby's your new favorite band.
Yep.
I'm not sure those two things need to ever be together.
Yes, they do.
In one
that
video.
Was perfect.
But it is pretty captivating. And finally, our man is back. What's his name? Michael something or other who does the who can do sing any song in any style. He's actually kind of incredible. So he'll take a song and sing 10 seconds of it, like in this case, the heavy metal band Sepultura, and then another 10 seconds as if it's on the soundtrack of Grease, and another 10 seconds as Black Sabbath. And it's just amazing to watch him do it, because this one guy is doing all the voices. This time, he's taking on Taylor Swift's song Bad Blood, and here's what that sounds like.
Remember when you tried to write me off? Remember when you thought I'd take a
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah.
You can see all these videos and so much more at KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah. Our old friend Beer Mug joins us in studio. Hey, Mugs.
Good morning, everybody.
What are you doing?
This?
I don't know.
This.
What
is,
are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell the people what's happening, and then we're going to delve into it a bit. Beer Mug is getting married. Someone is marrying Beer Mug.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
happening.
They're an idiot, by the way.
They are an idiot, whoever they are.
That's true.
That's a
your
bad decision.
Fiance, you mean, Mugs?
I mean, she's a smart, beautiful lady.
Right.
Right.
So you're getting married.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a wedding that you're in, that you're the groom of.
I will be the groom.
Huh.
There will be a bride.
How about that?
We will be getting hitched.
Let me ask Miss Allie McKay this question, because Kevin and I are not necessarily well versed in how to behave. What's the appropriate what is the appropriate response when a friend announces an engagement and you don't think they should get married? Is it you're supposed to be a good friend and just smile and congratulate them, or should you, as a good friend, pull them aside and say, "Seriously, run, dude"?
I think you joke at first and go, dude, really? You're gonna?
Okay.
And then you're like, but congratulations, that's awesome.
So you lie.
You lie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Absolutely you lie.
So in other words, it's not your job to rain on their parade. If
nope.
they've made up their mind and they've decided they're gonna get married, be a good friend and just go along and support that.
Absolutely.
When is this gonna happen?
Probably sometime next year at the end of the year.
The end of next year.
The end of next
okay,
year.
Okay, so she's got plenty of time to reconsider.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she can meet a lot of men between
right.
now and then.
That's right.
Right. Well, okay. Now let me ask another question, Allie. Would it be bad form for us to start an office pool on A, whether the wedding will happen, And B, if it does, how long the marriage will last. Does that make us bad friends?
Bad form, yes. Totally expected. Absolutely.
Okay, we need to do that,
yeah,
right?
You need
okay,
to.
Then that's what we need
yeah,
to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, because we all have thoughts on this.
You guys don't have faith in me?
No.
Wow. How could you ask us that?
Wow. Bugs, you are not a closer. That's what we've learned about you.
But I already got her to say yes. So isn't that in sense closing? Sort of.
I mean, yeah, but let's wait and see what happens. So the yeah, two pools that we're going to have is will they or won't they get married?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the other one is how long is it going to last if they do?
Okay.
Okay.
How confident are you, Muggs? And without giving too much away, you have been dating for a very long time, many, many years, but it hasn't been continuous. If you've been together for 8 years, you probably dated for two of those 8 years, right?
Well, like any relationship, Bean, we've hit a couple rough patches. But, you know, mm-hmm, that's what relationships are about. That you work things out and you move forward.
All right. So you have a lot of ups and downs, but you feel like this time you're in it to win it.
Absolutely.
His okay, fiance posted on Instagram, and it started with these words. After battling for 8 years, we've decided we're going to get together, that we're best together.
Do you start so tired of breaking up all the time that we're just going to get married.
Do you start off with after battling?
I wouldn't have used those words, per se.
I know, but she did.
I know. I mean, look, like I said, relationships are not easy. I mean, you have to put in your time. You have to learn from the mistakes of the relationship. And the success is measured by how you get over those obstacles.
And okay, if the person makes you a better person, that's important.
Here it is. After 8 years of battling and almost giving up, we decided that we are better together.
Absolutely.
Aww.
All right. Muggs, on a scale of 1 to 100, what percentage in your heart do you believe that this wedding will happen?
97%.
Wow.
Okay.
Does it worry you at all that it's July and it's not until a year and a half from now?
No, not really, because this is where we take the time to plan everything out.
You mean her. She's not giving you a vote,
right?
I mean, come on.
And I think that'll keep us focused and our eye on the prize.
Okay,
right.
Good cliche
right,
use. Well, we don't have a lot of time, so Kevin, up first is going to be: will they or won't they get married? And we're going to put this not only in the permanent record by saying it on the air, but you're also going to keep track on paper that we'll put in a safe location. And is there going to be some money?
I think there should be some
this?
Credits. Yeah.
Okay. Some credits,
maybe,
of course.
Like 25 credits for each one. There's only two categories. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there going to be prop bets?
Maybe.
Oh,
we
I'm sure those will develop. Absolutely, yeah. Like, will Beer Mug wear flip-flops to the wedding, for instance? That's
right.
Going to be one of the prop
bets. That would be sweet.
I'm going to say they will get married.
You think they will get
I'm
married?
I'm saying they will, yes.
I think no chance in hell
all
that
right,
wedding happens. Especially, look, if they were getting married in a month, I think it would happen. Because I think there's a certain amount of momentum in planning a wedding and the excitement of, ooh, we're fiancés and we're young and we're in love. But I think giving them a year plus to break up,
yeah
the wedding's not going to happen. I
wow,
say no.
No faith for my man Bean.
Well, you're not great at relationships. But that's true, right?
Isn't there something to be said that we've been together for 8 years and we've had our rough patches, but we've overcome them and this is finally happening? Isn't there something to be said from that?
Yes, there is.
Yes,
that is to your credit that you are trying to take it to the next step.
She's
yes,
unbelievably patient. That's what that says.
Okay. All right, Allie, wedding or no wedding?
Absolutely a wedding.
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Chip?
Wow.
I think they'll get there, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Chip's a
all
yes.
Right.
So Bean is the only one, and he's
so I'm
not
alone
only,
on.
He's not only a no, he's a no chance in hell.
Wow. That's right. Okay. And we'll add Dave and Christine and Ralph and others who aren't in the room. We'll add them to the pool and get this to be a sizable amount of money that I will walk away with.
How long will it last is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
all right,
that doesn't – see, are we talking about permanent divorce? Are we talking about separation? Like what are we talking about here specifically?
I don't think we're going to get divorced.
I mean,
look.
First of all, you are going to get divorced.
No.
It's just a matter of when. I mean, come on.
Oh,
you're
God,
still you, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Separated? Is that what we're going with? No, we're going with divorce.
I would go
wow,
for divorce.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah,
divorce. All right. 1 year. That's what I'm saying.
But if we were to get a divorce, though, I mean,
That takes a while.
That
you're usually
too,
separated for some time before you get divorced. I say why don't we make this part of that when one person moves out of the house?
But then
how
we won't.
That?
That'll happen every other day. We won't know.
How dare you.
But when will the first time after the wedding be that one of them moves out? That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, so
and there could be a, we could hey look there could be another category for when the divorce happens as well. But I think the that's when they break up because one of them moves out.
One of them moves just for the night.
No, okay.
moves out permanently.
Yeah, moves out.
All right,
or with the intention of it being permanent.
All right, my guess is
how far into the marriage will that happen?
My guess is 1 year.
Wow,
1 year. All right, Allie, what do you think?
I don't think they will.
At all, ever?
I think they will stick it out. They will maybe even die together holding hands.
Allie.
You're welcome, beer mug.
Oh, that's
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
It pays Allie as a single older lady to believe in romance, though.
How dare you?
I'm just saying. You've got to hang on to some sort of dream.
How dare you?
I don't think there's any way it lasts a year. If they do get married, I would say I'll just have it and say six months.
Six months,
they'll be done. Yeah.
Chip?
I'll give it a year and a half.
A year and a half is as long as other than forever, which is absurd.
You guys are going way under. Just way, way under.
Look, we're not saying that's what we want. We want a wedded bliss for you. But you're
Of course we do.
You're still you, right?
Yeah, but...
Have you changed you?
A little bit. Slightly.
Okay. I'm sticking with my... He's got a mustache.
We got a mustache, right.
Right? So... what we're saying is good luck.
Thank you.
Is that what we're saying?
And congratulations, Muggs.
Well, thank you. You guys are kind.
I just am. I'm just feeling awfully persecuted now. That's all I'm saying. I just feel like it's hard for you know white man to get a break. I just, you know, if I want to go to college or get a job, it's just like I gotta fight so much harder than the people in the majority that run things. Is all I'm saying.
A new study is out, and it says that it's official that there are more Latinos in California than white people.
It happened sometime in 2014, but we didn't know until yesterday that it was for reals when the Census Bureau data came in that said, yes, Kevin, you are correct. 14.99 million Latinos live in California, edging out the 14.92 million whites in the state. We've seen this coming for a long time, obviously. For decades, we've known that this was going to happen. The tipping point is finally here. How are we, as white people, going to survive? When are we going to get a break and get a leg up? That's the question I think we need to be asking right now. So there's one man we know we can go to for all the help anytime something sensitive involving race comes up in the news, and that is our good friend Bruce Endicott, who joins us from the organization Coffee. Mr. Endicott, you've been very busy here on the Kevin and Bean Show in 2015. We appreciate all the time you've made for us, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're fine, sir. Now, Coffee, again, for listeners who may not remember, stands for what, sir?
Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
Everyone, okay.
So we're an organization that tries to reach across the abyss and extend a hand of friendship to all those of any race, creed, color, religion, sexual preference. It's a group of us, mostly white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, who are upper class and wealthy.
I feel like that's probably not relevant, but...
Well, it is to us.
Okay, all right.
Because I've been rich, and I've been richer, and richer is better.
Okay.
Richer is better. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Bruce, what do we make of this news? As I mentioned, I don't think it's a surprise. Those who study demographics in this country have seen this coming for a long time, but will it change anything in the state of California now that it's official?
Of course, it changes everything. And those of us here at Coffee, we've always been dedicated to standing up for the rights of minorities, and now it's time finally for someone to stand up for Whitey. I mean, it's been just too long now that the white man has been kept down by the brown man. And when are we going to get our chance to have an even playing field?
It's a good question.
I mean, my ancestors were brought here on a boat, okay?
Is that true?
The Mayflower?
Yes. Yeah, there was the Mayflower. Okay. That was that boat. But still, it was a boat.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying, we didn't choose to be here.
Okay.
Plymouth Rock landed on us, okay?
Okay.
Oh, actually, no, we landed on Plymouth
Rock. That's,
but
yeah,
still, there was a rock involved.
Okay.
Right?
There was a rock,
so
okay.
We were brought here on a boat to settle this country, and I think it's time for us to get our fair shake, finally. The white man needs to stand up and be counted.
Okay,
because,
but
listen, my father slaved over a hot hedge fund. So that I could live the life that I'm living now.
Right.
And I think white people need the chance to advance just like the brown man has.
If you don't mind my saying so, I don't think there's going to be any difference.
There's going to be a huge difference. You can see it everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, look at television, the state of television.
All right.
I mean, when are my children going to see someone reflect them on television? I mean, you have faces of color. What about faces of pale? When are they going to get a chance? Where's our Cristela? Where's our George Lopez show? Where's our Ugly Betty? Where's our Jane the Virgin?
Bruce, every other show except the ones you mentioned are white people shows.
Well, what about the ones I mentioned?
Well, one
is still really on the air.
And look at the way Donald Trump has been treating us, the white man. Did you see how disrespectful he was to Anderson Cooper the other day on CNN?
Well, that's a good point, actually,
yeah.
Bruce.
It really hurt my heart to see him talk to a man who comes from Vanderbilt money, for God's sake.
It seems like you're
not be paler. Could not be whiter.
Right.
And then Donald Trump just had no respect for him whatsoever simply because he's white.
You think that's what it was? You think he was just being discriminated against because of this color of his skin?
And people think they can just get away with anything. Look at Ariana Grande, a Latina, licking our donuts with disregard.
Right.
And those donuts, by the way, I don't know if you saw in the video, were white.
That didn't.
Coincidence?
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, probably.
Powdered sugar.
Okay.
How are we supposed to act, Bruce? What are we supposed to say?
We're supposed to rise up.
No, we're not. We're not supposed to rise up.
We're supposed to rise up
no.
and start marching in the streets.
For what?
And to get our just rights, to get our rights, and to get a free TV or something. I don't know. Let's riot. Let's riot and show that we are not going to take this lying down. We will not be treated like this anymore.
There's no we're being
it's
treated
too
poorly.
Long. It's just been too long that we've been the minority in California.
It's been a day since they announced it.
Literally one day.
I mean, a day too long, I think.
By the way, I heard on the radio station that Beer Mug's getting married.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
That's not right, right?
We are hearing from a lot of listeners. Allie, I know you're getting some mail as well from people who are reevaluating their lives now as a result of realizing that Muggs is getting married before they are.
It's a dark day for a lot of us ladies.
Well, here's what I would say to those of you that are thinking that. This is not going to be good for his fiancée. So you don't want what's happening there because that's Beer Mug.
All right.
Okay.
We all better?
Yeah.
We're all better. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning. What's going on, Mr. Garman?
On the upside, though, isn't it inspiring that no matter how bad your life is,
right?
If Beer Mug could find someone who's willing to marry him.
Okay, that's a good, another way.
That's helpful. That's nice.
That your chances are infinitely superior to that of Beer Mug's, right?
I would think so.
Wouldn't you think?
Sure.
Math, but yes.
You look at your life and say, wow, man, things are tough, but I'm better than that guy, and he's got a fiance. There's got to be someone out there for me.
So there's still hope.
That's what I'm saying.
I like it.
This is for Allie McKay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Don't uh-oh me. Mm-hmm. You're going to love this. This is your opportunity. This, in combination with your stellar work on Mad Dumb, the Kevin and Bean song Mad Dumb, I think there's a future for you as a singer.
Oh.
Nope.
And how would you like to be a singer on Empire? The Fox show Empire.
No favorite show.
Nobody loves that show
more than she does. Loves it more than you do.
How do Drip Drop, that song?
The show will be doing a search for a singer to appear in the upcoming season. There are going to be American Idol type auditions around the country.
Oh my God.
Fox is outfitting a special gold Empire bus, which will be making stops around the country where you can audition.
Ellie's going to follow that bus around.
Yes, she is. The Empire bus will be stopping in the following cities. July 16th and 17th, Los Angeles, California.
There you go. That's it. Next week.
Let's do this.
The rest of the lineup, San Francisco after that, then Seattle. Bean, you can audition.
Yeah.
Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Dallas, New Orleans, Nashville, Atlanta, Charlotte, Philly, Washington, D.C., New York and Boston. You can meet me up in Boston, too, Allie.
Well, probably for the second round when I make it.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, if you want to be on Empire.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Where's my piece of the bus?
No, Cookie. You can't have
that.
I built this bus for my family. My boys are going to take over the bus.
Mm-hmm. Where's my bus? I don't think so.
First of all, I still want your one-man stage show, Ralph Garvin Does Empire. I still want that.
Yep.
But second of all, does it say anything in the audition information about whether they are looking for white people?
How dare you?
There aren't a lot of white singers on that show. That's why I'm asking.
Courtney Love.
And by the way, she's really white.
Super white.
Yeah, yeah. Like almost see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost alley-colored.
Yeah.
That's how white she is.
Close.
Although she is a minority in this state, so maybe that gives her an up.
That's an idea.
All right.
So there you go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Let us know how that works out.
I will.
It'd be awesome if she actually got selected, went on the show, and the
greatest thing ever.
Quit. And she had a huge career. We tried to get her back. She's like, nope, I don't do radio.
Next thing you know, she's in videos licking donuts.
That's right.
Big superstar.
Speaking of donuts, Donutgate continues to move along. Now, yesterday there was a written apology, question mark, from Ariana Grande over the fallout in that Lake Elsinore, California donut shop where she was licking donuts and then saying how she hated Americans and America. But that wasn't enough. Ariana Grande apparently did not believe that it really captured the essence of how she feels, so she released a video apology yesterday that you can find on YouTube where she talks about how she's genuinely sorry and she could not be prouder to be an American. She loves America. And that's why she said she hated it. I'm not sure how it all shakes down, but you can watch it for yourself and find out what's going on.
Or not. You can watch it and not find out what's going
on. That's right. But she
donuts taste good.
That much we've established. But she says that, you know, her campaign against the food industry really isn't relative to this whole conversation.
That's a good point.
So we know
that is a good point.
We know that English maybe is not her major. Michael Douglas has had an ass full of young Hollywood. He, of course, is the star of Ant-Man. Been around for a long time as actor, director, producer. And he says that young American actors are losing roles to their peers from England and Australia because young American actors are all, and I quote, caught up in their image. They care about their image and fame and money and not about the work. And English and Australian actors are more dedicated to their craft.
I don't think that's true.
Are you Michael Douglas?
I'm not.
Then pipe down. His wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, says she agrees with Michael. Are you Catherine Zeta-Jones?
I am not.
Then pipe down.
He didn't.
Michael also says that the United States is preoccupied with sensitive young men. Where are the real man actors, manly men actors? Since there's not nearly enough Channing Tatums or Chris Pratts in Hollywood. All these sensitive young men. Ooh, sensitive. Ooh, la, 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 la. You know what he means by sensitive, right?
Sensitive, yeah.
That's what he means.
Hold hands?
Yeah. Michael's becoming the angry guy on the front lawn.
Wait, both hands?
Telling kids to get off his lawn. Today's
He's turning into his character from Falling Down.
Yes. Oh, I wish. It'd be great. Just starts shooting stuff, hitting people with axe handles and stuff. That'd be awesome. TMZ would enjoy that. Today's celebrity birthday, Sofia Vergara is 43 years old today. Adrian Grenier from Entourage is 39. Chiwetel Ejiofor is 38 years old today. It took me 38 years to learn how to say Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I'm very impressed, by the way, Ralph. That's a tough name.
Jessica Simpson. Oh, Jess. Jessica. Remember how much fun we had with Jessica back in the Newlyweds days when she was on that reality
show?
That was
a great reality
show. When
we
were first sort of exposed to her. Now she told us that she thought Chicken of the Sea was made from sea chickens.
Forgot about that.
Right? They were real chickens that lived in the sea and they put their meat in that can.
Yep.
She was confused by the concept of buffalo wings.
Yeah, she was.
Wondering how such a big animal could have such small wings. These were all things that happened. And she showed us her gift for expelling air from her esophagus.
That was an amazing show.
Oh, when the world was young, huh? Jessica Simpson's 35 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, tell us about the Comic-Con tickets. We have them coming up next.
Comic-Con. Yes, we have got a pair of one-day passes for you and a friend to attend the day of your choice of Comic-Con. And I don't just give these away to anybody. So we're going to have a little contest in the next break. And what I'm going to do is you have to know superhero creators. Comic-Con's not just about the heroes in the movies and the comic books. It's also a tribute to those men and women who created these heroes for us. So if you know your comic book history and you know who created many of today's most popular superheroes, this is the game for you.
There you go. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next.
So Comic-Con is a thing that happens every year in San Diego, and that thing is happening right now at the Convention Center. We want you to go. Of course, it's been sold out since the minute they went on sale months ago. But we have tickets for you at 1-800-520-1067 with a game we call this time, Who Made That Hero?
So you want a ticket to the Comic-Con show? You better start calling. Gonna play the game. Gotta know the man behind the superhero name. Tell us who made that hero. Was it God or was it a guy? Tell us who made that hero.
Nerds.
Oh, come on.
Tell us who made that
All
hero.
Right. All right. Who made
You'll
that
be going
hero?
To Comic-Con.
Who made that
Tell
hero?
Us who made All right. that hero.
Super Nerds.
All right, stop it.
That may have been out of Beer Mug's range, singing that particular number, you
everyone's
guys.
Range.
Maybe a lower key on that one.
I think
Who
so,
Who made that hero?
All right, so the lines are packed. Do you want to expand upon that further for us, Ralph?
Yes, we all know all these major superheroes in our movies, in our TV shows, in our comic books, but somebody had to come up with these things. They just didn't spring out of nowhere. Very creative people, very dedicated people in the comic book industry created these characters for us to enjoy for decades and decades. So Comic-Con is often about the history and the legacy of comic books, and so I thought it would be nice to honor the men and women who created some of our favorite superheroes. So I'm going to give you the creators, and you have to tell me what superhero I'm talking about.
All right. Let's go to Jason in San Pedro. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Jason. Here is your question. In 1940, writer Joe Simon and artist Jack Kirby conceived of this patriotic character as a response to being morally repulsed by the actions of Nazi Germany.
Captain America.
Captain America, Boom. Indeed. Well done, sir. Hold on. We're going to put you in a drawing for these tickets to Comic-Con. I think we have three pairs.
We have three pairs, yeah.
The odds are pretty good. The odds are in your favor.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Westminster. Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, Michael. Here's your question. This Dark Avenger creation is credited to Bob Kane, but lots of folks say it was really a guy named Bill Finger.
That would be Batman.
Batman, indeed. Well done, sir.
About that, two for two.
They know who made that hero.
Who doesn't change their name from Bill Finger, by the way, if they're going into publishing?
Come on! Bill Finger was a great man.
Mike in Huntington Beach, hi.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Mike. Stan Lee has said that this hero's creation was inspired by a combination of Frankenstein and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
The Hulk.
The Hulk, indeed. Well done, sir. You're going in the drawing as well.
Three, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, is it Israel?
Yes, hi, good morning.
In Sherman Oaks.
Morning, Israel.
Why didn't he say, call me Israel? That would have been so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on. It's on, B.
Dr. William Moulton Marston created this powerful female superhero icon. He also invented the lie detector and was into bondage, like tying someone up with a lasso.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
The guy invented the lie detector. The guy invented the lie detector and Wonder Woman.
Pretty
and,
strong.
And was into bondage.
Pretty strong.
That's quite a contribution.
It sure is, especially the bondage part.
Let's go to a guy named Crystal in Fullerton.
I don't think it's a guy.
Oh, hey.
No, it's a girl.
Hey! See? Nerd chicks.
Say hi to your boyfriend next to you.
Stop
hi,
it.
He's you're, at work. Okay. I'm alone.
You're a nerd chick on your own, aren't you?
I try to be.
All right. Here's your question. Two Cleveland teenagers named Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster invented this character but sold the rights for just $130. Siegel and Shuster invented this character.
Sold the rights.
Does he have a certain color to him?
Does he have a color to him?
His costume has several colors.
Come on, I'm a girl. You guys have to help me a little bit.
Nope. See, that's... No, we
right,
don't.
Just, if you're going to pick one superhero in your head, if you're just going to guess a name, who would you guess?
Superman.
Yeah, that would have been right.
That would have been the right answer.
Yeah. Should have come up with that.
Too bad. All right. Thank you.
By the way, teenagers.
Yeah, they were teenagers.
Come up with Superman.
$130 at the time was probably
fantastic.
And they
were thrilled to sell
the character to DC Comics, and they're like, okay, we'll buy this for you for $130, and we get the rights forever. Cool? And they're like, yes, awesome.
And in retrospect, Ralph, I don't know how that character ended up doing, but was it a good business decision to sell it?
It was a poor decision, actually, okay. On their part.
Let's go to another guy named Roseanne in Santa Ana. Hi, Roseanne.
Hi.
See, it's a lady, Kevin.
It's a girl.
All right, here's your question. In an attempt to duplicate the success of the Justice League of America, Stan Lee decided to create his own crew of superheroes and created this quartet.
Quartet
of superheroes.
Hmm, what could that mean?
Created back in the 60s.
How many people are in a quartet if
duplicate.
I'm doing
that?
Is that the Fantastic Four?
Yeah!
Wow, no. We didn't think you were going to... Yes.
Yes, it is. Well done.
Yes.
We didn't think you were
in the drawing.
You are in the drawing.
We had
time for one more.
Pull that out of you, but you got there.
All right, let's go to Josh in Montclair. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Josh, here is your question. In 1941, a writer named Morton Weisinger and artist George Papp combined to create this character to capitalize on the success of Batman. He was also a rich guy who fought crime in disguise, but instead of bats, his theme was archery...
Green Arrow.
Well done.
Okay. Look, almost everyone we talk to is in the drawing, but only three can win their way onto the convention floor in San Diego for this year's Comic-Con. Miss Allie McKay, who are our winners, please?
The winners are Jason.
Yay!
Josh.
Yay!
And Michael in Westminster.
Yay!
Thank you for playing the game. This made the hero. Adam Carolla joins us in minutes here on the program. Joe Rogan talks this weekend's UFC fight just after 9. Right now, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. This is where you call us anytime with whatever's on your mind and leave us a voicemail message round the clock at 323-520-AFRO. What are the kids talking about?
Oh, the people love us.
All right, you guys are a couple of assholes. You know that? You didn't even give us a heads up or nothing. You just left. Here we are, Monday. Ooh, Kevin and Bean, can't wait. Help me get me through my morning. Nope. Just Ralph, because you two f***heads are out on another vacation. You guys take more vacations than you should. You guys.
He was right. Going pretty strong until you take more than you should.
I would also say to this guy, how many times has his work come to him and said, hey, you have vacation time. You going to take it this year? And he said no. How many times?
Is that what happened with you?
That's what happened with everybody. Everybody takes their vacation. He can't be mad at us for that is what I'm saying.
He is. Then this guy called.
Hit it, Steve.
That wasn't that.
Do we need that? We don't always pick the right topics for everyone.
So I tune in to Kevin and Bean, you know, just to see what kind of award-winning broadcasting they're doing right now. And they're talking about Paramount's mustache! His mustache of all things!
Norm MacDonald got really mad.
Frankly, I think Kevin would be a lot happier in Canada. He can get all the hockey he wants. He's constantly pushing his body to its limit with copious alcohol consumption, so the free health care will take care of that. Fireworks laws are far more lax, so he can make all the louds he wants. True. And the drinking age is lower there, so he won't have to buy beer for underage kids outside of 7-Eleven.
Wow. A lot of good reasons for you to think about the move north, Kevin.
I didn't give anyone underage. Beer, just for the record.
Kevin, why is it that you always have some big, elaborate story as to why you can't get your ass into work on time? Oh, the plane was delayed. Oh, and then the plane was canceled. The cab driver took the wrong direction. Oh, the freeway was jammed. I had a flat tire. The highway patrol. My alarm didn't go off. The neighbor kept me up. Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what Kev Dog means backwards? Liar!
What?
And that's what you are, Kevin. Liar! Kevin Ryder is a liar!
Is that what it means backwards?
He does have a lot of awfully elaborate stories, that's for sure.
They're pretty viable, though, don't you think, so far?
Not so far, no.
Oh, okay.
This Kevin and I was in all Canada, those are, and the plane no fly. Canada cancel plane no fly.
That was the voicemail Kevin left when he told us he wasn't coming in this week.
That's more accurate, actually. I disagree with this person.
No. Amy Schumer does not get a bell. She's funny. She's cute. She's all that stuff. But she does not get a bell. No.
Disagree.
She's very pretty, sir.
Yeah.
I got to say disagree.
Yep.
You lose.
Hey, Allie. I'm starting my own taxi service. It's called Puber. You want to ride?
Oh, I mean, the end.
How can you resist? No?
I was good with Puber, and then with the sound.
What about...
Hey, Allie, do you work at Subway? Because you're giving me a foot long. Oh, yeah.
I think maybe a moratorium on trying to pick up anyone using Subway with what's been in the news this week.
Hey, Allie, it's me again. Mm-hmm. You work at Singular? Because you're raising my bar. Mmm.
How's he doing? Is he getting
He's
through?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that last one was good.
I don't hate him.
Happy half Christmas, everybody.
Nope.
Fantastic.
Right?
Nope.
Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. No. Nope.
Yes, you are.
There's no half Christmas. It doesn't exist.
I'm telling you, this year is just flying by. Half Christmas is just behind
Shut
us, and 7/16th Christmas is right around the corner.
Hey guys, I just wanted to wish you a happy 4th of July. You know what that means? Christmas is around the corner. Have yourself a merry 4th of July. Bean, shut the hell up.
How dare you?
Bean! Bean!
What?
Stop with the Periscope.
I just like to interrupt this, Afro, to say you do not stop with the Periscope.
Ever.
Thank you, Kevin.
You
I appreciate
that. You are the king,
that.
And you should do one per day, as far as I'm concerned.
Periscope? I think now more like Paranope. Stop!
Well done.
I like her.
Well done.
Bean is on the rocks. Bean is on the rocks. He's making chocolate milk on Periscope. Why he's wasting our time, we don't know. He hangs out with Kevin and Allie. And that other guy on the movie Bean. Bean is on the rocks.
Because Bean's Rodney. Bye.
Wow, I was with him right until that last part.
Same.
Let me tell you about our friend Adam Carolla and what his weekend is looking like. He's in Las Vegas this weekend at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Check this out, Kevin. At 7 o'clock tonight, he is on stage doing a show with the hilarious comedian Dana Gould. And then at 9:30, the Dan Band are going to be on with Adam. They're awesome.
So good.
Then tomorrow night, he's got Louis Anderson at 7 and then Brittany Kaysen at 9:30. Tickets are available right now through adamcarolla.com. Tickets are just $40. Maybe a great weekend to head out to Las Vegas. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Well, man.
Good. I feel like it's been a long time since we talked to you. What with the holiday and the traveling and the 4th of July and all that stuff. You been good?
I've been exceedingly well.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're on because we wanted to get your take on a couple of things that are in the news because the one thing we know about Adam Carolla is he's got an opinion on everything. Donald Trump is in Los Angeles today. He's meeting with conservative Republicans, hopefully donors, I'm sure he thinks, and he's spreading his message to the faithful. This guy, who we always, every year when he talks about, hey, I might run for president, and this year he's finally done it, we always look at him as a joke. He's still in the race, and he's polling at number 2 among Republicans behind Jeb Bush. What's the appeal of Donald Trump, Mr. Carolla?
Well, personally, a couple things. I've met the man. I did Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right.
I've described Donald Trump as I did when I roasted him in Celebrity Apprentice as this. He's like a white Don King, except for weirder hair and a broken moral compass. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen his hair if you've been in the same room as his hair, but it's not only weird, it's alive.
I've never seen it, no.
Yo, if you've ever seen, like, picture underwater footage of a kelp bed just sort of undulating and moving with the current,
right?
It moves. It actually moves like a kelp bed.
So don't we need that guy in the White House?
He's got my vote, and I'll tell you why.
Fantastic.
It's simple economics. Okay. Obama has played like 250 rounds of golf since we voted him in.
Okay, right.
All right. Bush before him played like 185 rounds of golf. These guys, all they do is golf.
Okay.
We elect these guys. They go, I'm rolling up my sleeves and I'm getting to work. And they go right to the links. That's all they do is golf. It costs us millions and millions of dollars to basically pay for these guys to golf for 4 years at a time. Trump owns his own golf course.
That's a good point.
You know how much money we're going to save? No greens fees. He probably gets as many Arnold Palmers as he likes at the clubhouse. I mean, we are going, as taxpayers, we are going to save hundreds of millions of dollars just in golf expenses alone.
That's a great point. Now let me ask you this.
Alone, we vote the guy in.
For a long time, people have been frustrated with whoever the president is and what he does or doesn't do with the economy. And people have said, hey, it's time to start running the government like a business. You don't spend more money than you have. What kind of businessman do you think Donald Trump is?
He has a bunch of buildings and places with his name on it.
That's true.
He's doing something right. And again, and the thing that's going to make him fun to watch during this election is he has what I like to call, everyone's trying to save up to get to enough what they call FU money. Like, I can say whatever I want, FU.
Right.
He has F me money. He can say whatever he wants about Mexicans or anybody else, and it doesn't matter. He has enough money to get away with F me statements, thus F me money. I'm going to be watching this guy closely.
All right. Well, he's also got Kevin's vote, because Kevin only votes for comedy. So it's good to know he's got as well, Adam. All right. Next topic with the great Adam Carolla here on the Kevin and Bean Show. There were more fireworks injuries than I remember in recent years, and maybe over the 4th of July weekend, and maybe that's because two of them were celebrities. Two different NFL players, one for the Giants and one for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, blew off parts of their hands with fireworks. Is it a good idea that we still allow Americans to shoot off their own fireworks on Independence Day, Adam?
I happen to like it. It's Darwin's way of thinning out the herd, at least with the digits and the fingers. I was thinking about this with fireworks. You name me something that has changed less. The Chinese invented fireworks 2,000 years ago, and as of 2 weeks ago, when the guys were blowing off their fingers or out the barge and lighting them off in Malibu, the technology has not changed one iota in 2,000 years. You couldn't say that about cars or television sets. They've changed a lot in the last 2,000 years. Don't stop me. I'm on a roll. Fireworks, whoever invented them, whatever Chinese guy invented them 2,000 years ago, it's exactly the same technology. I like them for that old school reason. I also think it's ironic that the Chinese invented fireworks 2,000 years ago, and that was the last thing they've invented. All they've been doing since then is ripping off our music, our movies, and our golf clubs.
Is that historically accurate?
It is historically.
Okay.
Hand of God.
Okay.
Google it. The M80 is the last thing the Chinese people invented. Everything else they've ripped off from us and the Germans.
Okay. All right. So if we're keeping score at home, playing the home game with Adam Carolla, so he is a yes for Donald Trump. He is a yes for personal fireworks on Independence Day.
I'll say this about the NFLers. Between the problems with the they're blowing their fingers off at the fireworks. A lot of them are getting suspended for smoking the weed. I think it's time that people in the NFL just not be allowed to play, like not use fire. I think we're getting
in any way.
I don't care if you're lighting the candles for your daughter's fifth birthday cake. You must hire a representative to come in from the league and spark up those candles. Can come from an NFLer with a lighter.
It does seem like they can't be trusted. Adam Carolla in Las Vegas this weekend at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino with two great shows Friday night. That's tonight. Two great shows tomorrow night with special guests. Tickets available through AdamCarolla.com. And don't forget to catch Contractor Airs Sunday nights at 10 on Spike. AdamCarolla.com for all the details. Ace Man, have a great week in Las Vegas, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Our friend Joe Rogan, not only one of the best stand-up comedians working today, he's one of the best television sports commentators working today. Very talented dude. He'll be joining us coming up right after the top of the hour, talking about this weekend's UFC 189 in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll qualify you for a trip to Chicago for Lollapalooza. That's on the way. First, Ralph's got the showbiz. Good morning, Ralph.
A little programming note. I don't know if you're watching or not, but if you're not, you're a fool.
Watching what?
The Spoils Before Dying over on IFC.
I caught up last night, Ralph.
I love it.
Oh, so funny. So brilliantly funny. And Kristen Wiig, of course, is in it. She's always funny. And Maya Rudolph is great in it. But the real surprise is Michael K. Oh, what's his
Williams.
Last name? Williams, yeah. From The Wire, who's the lead in the piece. Boy, is he funny, and you wouldn't expect him to be so funny. But the show is just terrific. Tonight are the final two episodes on IFC. It's been on for the past three nights, and it's just really, really funny.
We had Michael in when he was on Boardwalk Empire. Remember, he was Chalky Boardwalk Empire, and we loved him, had so much fun with him. But you're right, we don't see this side of him very often.
Yeah, I mean, and he's playing, it's a spoof, so he's playing it fairly straight, but still, it's just very funny. And Haley Joel Osment is great in it. So if you liked Spoils of Babylon, the original first season of the show, you will enjoy this as well. Eric John Rosch's Spoils Before Dying. Speaking of television, congratulations to Teen Wolf. MTV has renewed that show for a sixth season. That was an announcement you made yesterday at Comic-Con in San Diego during a panel for the show. Kevin Smith, that's one of your shows, right, Kevin?
What's that?
That's one of your shows, isn't it? Teen Wolf?
I watch it occasionally, but no, I wouldn't consider it
one
of my
shows.
It's not
on the CW.
Oh, that's right. Kevin does like to cheat on the CW.
It's different. Kevin Smith, by the way, was hosting that panel, so that was a nice surprise for everybody. And speaking of Comic-Con, this morning, you know, late this afternoon is the Hall H panel at Comic-Con with J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy for Star Wars.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to Comic-Con, you know Hall H is the big room. That's where it's like a 5,000-seater. That's where all the big panels are held when they talk about all the big event movies and things like that, if it just fills up. And because it's a hard ticket, people start lining up in, well, May to get into most of those shows. And so there was an enormous line, as you can imagine, that's been camped out for days now to get into Hall H for this Star Wars panel. And J.J. Abrams took it upon himself to send out coffee and donuts to everybody in line outside.
Wow.
So Abrams treated everyone to coffee and donuts in line. So, I don't know, 5,000 people times one donut each.
That's pretty cool.
That's over 4,000 donuts.
Did Ariana Grande lick them? I don't know about your math there.
Hey, Ralph, they seem to be
5,000 times one, Kevin.
That's keeping it pretty much under wraps what's going to be actually at that panel in terms of who's going to be appearing, what they may or may not show. Have you heard anything lately about that?
All I know is Harrison Ford is hosting. He's moderating the panel.
Is that true?
We need to talk to him.
Come on. The guy is going to be hanging over. He's over George.
Well, he's the guy to captivate a room.
No, he's not moderating. I think Chris Hardwick's moderating that panel.
Nice.
They are going to show some footage. We know that. Some previously unseen footage. They will be talking. Obviously, they won't be spoiling much, but very exciting times.
Very exciting.
For nerds everywhere. Tom Selleck has proven once again you can just write a check if you're a rich, famous actor and just make everything go away. Remember how he was stealing all our water? He was just taking big tankers full of water to his avocado farm.
Yes.
So he could just eat all of his avocados by himself. He doesn't even sell his avocados. He just eats them all by himself. He just peels them, and he mashes them into guacamole, and then he gets nude and rolls around in guacamole.
Is that what happens?
That's what he does. He has an avocado, 60 acres of avocados just for his nude guacamole pleasure.
I've not heard anything about that. I'm surprised.
He loves to have guac in all of his crevices.
Okay. Oh. All right.
He loves to pack every crevice of his body with guac.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's taking our water to do it.
Right.
So the people up in Ventura County busted him for stealing our water, and they were suing him over it. And apparently it's all over now. Apparently
it's already all over?
Selleck wrote a big check. Everybody said, all right, we're good. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Don't you feel like if you or I did that, Ralph, we would be arrested and prosecuted?
Hell yes.
Grand theft?
That's right. That's why it's good to have a mustache. Because if you get a mustache, you can do it anything.
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99.
Right.
Peace.
I think that's what we're saying.
Meanwhile, poor Ariana Grande's being raked over the coals for licking some donuts and hating America. What could be wrong with either of those things? There's still a big fallout about Donutgate. As it's being called. And
is this the biggest non-story ever?
Yes, absolutely it is.
Donuts taste good.
There is that.
Yeah, but see, you forget that, Kevin. That's an important fact.
That's true.
It's That's why she couldn't resist licking it.
Yeah.
Because donuts taste good.
How can you blame her?
I don't know. She has released two apologies so far, and no one has forgiven her yet because they're really bad. One was a written apology sent to Us Weekly, and then yesterday she filmed a apology she put up on YouTube with her little chubby little cheeks. She had some dental surgery, so she looks like a chipmunk.
I think we may have some of that audio we're going to go into a little bit later on next hour, I think, Ralph.
Yes, I agree.
And
I think we're
sit
going
down
to do
and talk about that audio and see what she's got to say.
So we'll break it down, but...
I think she's doing well. I think it's going well for her. It's all good.
Here's the thing that you don't know is that Donald Trump must hate this donut shop in Lake Elsinore. Wolfie Donuts, it's called. It is owned by Joe Martin, who's a Mexican immigrant.
Oh, he can't stand by
that. That just recently was granted U.S. citizenship. Joe Martin, by the way. Really?
Is it shortened for Martinez?
Can I see his green card? I'd like to see his Social Security card. So Trump must hate him.
Oh, he's probably
because
going
Trump
crazy.
Has always said Mexico sends us their murderers, their rapists, their drug dealers, and their donut shop owners.
I've never heard that particular quote.
I think he said it.
Okay.
Well, who's doing the raping?
And who's doing the donut selling? He said regarding Ariana's comment about America. That Ariana forgot that America buys her tickets. That's why she's famous, said Joe. So there.
Just said Joe?
Know,
who's Joe?
Wait, so Joe, the guy that
Joe
owns
Martin,
the donut shop.
Okay, owner. Yeah.
All right.
He's furious at Ariana for hating on America.
Okay.
Well, we all are.
I think so.
It's an outrage.
It is. And I'm never going to buy another Ariana Grande album, and I'm not going to any more of her shows. I'm boycotting Ariana Grande.
How many of those had
that
you...
That is hardly the point, Kevin.
How many had you bought or
that is
seen?
Not seriously the point of what I'm talking about. I'm saying I will no longer support her, all of her endeavors. Me, now, out.
Right.
All the support she had of mine previously...
Right, how much was
...is
that?
All gone
But
now.
How much was that
It doesn't really matter how much it was before. What matters is today,
yeah,
Kevin. Stop living in the past.
But you're making a sacrifice.
That's what I'm saying.
And we want to know what the sacrifice is.
It's enough.
Okay.
It's enough of a sacrifice for you to say, wow, that guy's impressive. That's all you need to worry about.
Okay.
When you've lost Garvin, you've lost America.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sofia Vergara is 43 years old today. Wow. Dueling bells. We rarely get a dual beller.
Well, look at her.
Adrian Grenier is 39 years old today. Chiwetel Ejiofor celebrates his 38th birthday. And singer Jessica Simpson celebrates her 35th birthday. Last I heard, Jessica was supposed to be heading into rehab with her mom, and then that story kind of got dropped. Maybe it was false. Maybe
how long has it been since she's been
she
a
came
singer?
And went.
Even.
I can't remember the last musical thing she put out. Really, she's just a
clothing.
Fashion line.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a fashion line mogul.
And
now.
Really successful.
Hugely successful. Like a $1 billion business.
Yeah,
she
it's
has.
Crazy.
And she's 35 years old today. Apparently, she's going to have quite the bash. I don't know if you got your invitation or not.
I didn't get my invitation for that.
Yeah, it's Chicken of the Sea, Buffalo Wings.
Right.
And a burping contest, I think, at the end.
Wow. That sounds fun.
Here's Jessica's entry now. You want to hear her? Here's her entry.
You were hoping I would have that up?
The burping contest. She wins.
That was typical Jessica.
And typical Kevin.
How dare you?
Today's celebrity birthdays are already spoken about.
What's happening, Ralph?
I hit the wall. I didn't get much sleep last night. I was able to bluff my way through most of the show.
Right till now.
But I'm just out of gas. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
Congratulations to our Lollapalooza qualifier, David Calendarian, I'm going to say, in Pasadena.
He qualified.
You believe me?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Probably really Glendale, though, right?
It says Pasadena.
I know, but look at his name.
I know, but it says.
Just say it. He is qualified for the grand prize drawing we do Monday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show to send a lucky K-Rock listener and a friend to Chicago, the one in Illinois, to see Lollapalooza this year. It's at the end of August. Great lineup. Two Florence and the Machine, Alabama Shakes of Monsters and Men, Metallica, Paul McCartney, Tame Impala, so much more. Still some more chances for you to qualify at noon today, and then again at 3, and then at 6, and then at 9 o'clock. You can get all the details at krock.com. How much time, King, do we have Mr. Rogan on the phone?
We'll have him in a minute or so.
Okay. Joe Rogan, who, as you know, is calling the fights like he always does. UFC 189 in Las Vegas this weekend. As I was saying earlier, so great at that. Doesn't he impress you every single time with his play-by-play and his analysis, Kevin?
Every time I go, wow, how does – I didn't see any, and he'll tell you what they're going to do next.
Yeah, so fast, so able to bring the action to life, and also one of our greatest comedians as well.
You know about Colorado? Do you know about it? Go there, too, and they have legal weed.
That's the way to do it. First state to step up. First state to say enough is this f***ing baby nonsense. Treat me like a child. Tell me I can't have weed. First of all, everybody who tells you you can't have weed, they all should get on weed. Every single one of those motherfuckers. They're the people who need weed more than anybody. The people that are trying to stop weed. Everybody says you're wasting your life. Oh, you're going to get paranoid. You getting paranoid? That's the best part. Everybody's afraid of that. Everybody's afraid of getting paranoid. I think it's a good idea to be paranoid now and again, because I think people are entirely too cocky for the situation that we're confronted with.
I think Joe Rogan speaks the truth right there. So he's doing great stand-up. He's great on the fights. And, of course, somehow he manages to squeeze in a three-hour podcast almost every day. He really is one of the busiest people we know. It's pretty incredible what he's able to get done this day.
I can't remember who it was that took the mic from him last fight. Took the mic from him and just started talking. And Joe was like, I don't know what's going on right now. That was awesome.
It was
Joe. How often does that happen that you go into the octagon after a fight and the fighter grabs the mic away from you and you are now out of control?
Rare. Doesn't really happen that often. I try not to let it happen. A lot of them would want to, but then they would just start naming off their sponsors and thanking their mom.
Who was that? Was it a heavyweight? It was a super white guy, a heavyweight, I think, that just went off and then you took the mic back and you were like, "Can I ask you some questions about the fight?"
I honestly don't remember who that was. You know, when I'm doing those things, I'm in the zone. I'm just trying to get answers. You know, I'm just trying to get those guys to express themselves. And then I have someone in my ear, producers that I have a little earpiece that are telling me, get the mic back.
I do feel bad for you, Joe. I'm going to be worried about you in case Conor McGregor wins tomorrow night, because you know how tough it is to get for him to, you know, to open up and to express his opinion. I'm worried he won't have much to say after the win.
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping they'll do some coaching backstage and maybe pump him up with some confidence drugs.
Let's talk about him. He is definitely, in a very short amount of time, A, he's a great fighter. He never has lost in UFC. But B, he has become a fan favorite. He is the total package of what you want as a UFC athlete, right?
If he wins, yeah. This is a big fight for him. This is a very dangerous fight for him for a couple reasons. First of all, he's fighting a guy, and Chad Mendes is the first real wrestler that he's faced in the UFC. That's a big factor. Chad Mendes is extremely successful. He's a guy who went down to the wire with the champ, Jose Aldo, a fight that easily could have gone either way. He could have won. And it's also a fight where Chad Mendes got hurt really bad by a late punch in the first round, went back to recover, and went back to win many of the rounds and make it very, very, very close. So Chad had dangerous fight for him, period. Then the fact that he's taking this Chad Mendes fight in 2 weeks' notice when he's been preparing for a completely different fighter in Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo has a very Muay Thai-based style, throws a lot of kicks. He's a dynamic striker, but he doesn't take guys down. It's not like part of his modus operandi. He's more of a stand-and-bang guy. If the fight goes to the ground, he has world-class jiu-jitsu, but it's not a big part of his arsenal. We don't see it a lot. So this is a totally different fight to prepare for.
Do you think
and
it's
fighting preparation is huge?
I'm sorry. Do you think it's an easier fight in any way, or is it harder?
No. It's not an easier fight. It may very well be a harder fight. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be amazing.
I saw Mendes say, "I'm going to put him on his back and punch a hole in his face." That's pretty serious. Yeah, because not only
Mendes can do that to anybody.
Yeah, he's the amazing on-the-ground wrestler kind of guy, but his strikes are so intense. I think that's going to happen.
I got to tell you.
Well, anything can happen. You never know. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about the sport is that we are going to be like, I don't know, and then you'll see.
Conor McGregor is of course the headliner, and that he's getting all of the attention. But I think the Robbie Lawler fight is going to be easily as good, don't you?
Absolutely. This is it's kind of a crazy travesty that fight is being overlooked like this. That's one of the best welterweight world title fights ever. It's an amazing fight between two guys that fought before,
And Robbie won a split decision. It was a very close fight. But Robbie did hurt him and had him down and came very close to finishing him, but wasn't able to. But the fact that Rory did so well before that is the reason why a lot of people have him picked a favorite. He's the Vegas odds favorite, which is very rare when a guy wins the first fight for them to come back. The guy's the champion now, and he's the underdog in the fight with the guy he beat. That's really weird. But it's also because Rory is a special talent. He is really unique and is very different than, you know, Robbie and Connor, and he's, you know, he's his own man. And it's hard to, like, it's hard to find another guy like Rory McDonald inside the octagon. He's a talented, talented guy.
I watch all of the fights are great. Sometimes the undercard fights are better than the main cards. Is there somebody that we should be watching for that we haven't mentioned yet?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Matt Brown versus Tim Means. That's the Fox Sports 1 headliner fight. That's the main fight in the undercard before the pay-per-view. And that might be the fight of the night. Those two guys are killers. And they both have a real similar style. They're both nasty strikers. And they're both guys who just don't back up. They just go after it. And this is going to be a crazy scrap.
It is going to be a great, great night. It's all happening tomorrow night, of course, in Las Vegas. The pay-per-view starts at 7 o'clock, MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. And you're doing, as you're wont to do when you travel, Joe, you're doing comedy tonight, and that's also going to be there at the MGM Grand, right?
Yeah, I'm at the Ka Theater where they do the Cirque du Soleil. That's where I'm at tonight.
Fantastic. I don't know what to say to that.
Just, it's awesome.
You,
another
Joe's
great
actually coming down from the ceiling.
That's what I was wondering.
Some
yeah,
silks. It's going to be amazing.
Well, Joe, we were stalling for a minute before we got you on, and we were heaping praises on you about what an outstanding fight commentator and play-by-play guy you are. In addition to being one of our best stand-ups, you really are a national treasure, my friend. And we know how busy you are, especially this weekend. So we really appreciate you squeezing in some time. Have fun in Las Vegas this weekend. All right.
That's very sweet of you, and I really appreciate you guys, too. I always love coming on.
Thank you, man. Thanks, Joe.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:47.
Ralph, I know you're dragging a little bit. I know it's long week, end of the week. It's finally Friday. You had to do Kevin's part on Monday and Tuesday, too. So you've really put in your time.
Pushing them, hitting the wall.
I know it's tough for you.
Don't bogart that.
Not yet. Almost there.
What? Oh.
Does that help?
Wow.
I don't think that helps.
You're
anything.
The worst person ever.
Time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday.
Before I beat you,
we got a winner.
You don't even. No, you don't, because I haven't even said what it is.
Oh,
I have passes to give away to the K-Rock screening of Terrain Wreck.
How good does that look?
Looks very funny. The lovely and talented Amy Schumer stars, of course, along with Bill Hader. King James is also in the mix.
He looks good.
Look, he might win an Oscar before he wins an NBA championship. Who knows? You don't know. It all looks very funny. It looks like a romantic comedy that everyone can enjoy. It's coming out on July the 17th in theaters everywhere. However, we're having a special K-Rock screening of it on the 14th at AMC City Walk up there at Universal Studios. If you'd like to go see Trainwreck, give me a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that phone number get a pair of passes to attend the K-Rock screening of Trainwreck.
Oh,
ow.
Oh. Oh, that happened again.
Oh, ow. How can it hurt that bad to sneeze?
I don't know.
Do you blow the tube out of your eye? Is that what happens? Does the eye tube come out when you sneeze?
I don't know.
Because you always have the, like it hurts.
Well, every time we've ever heard the sneeze, there's always pain to follow.
I have two of them.
Sorry. That was a bad one,
It's an involuntary reaction. Nothing, I mean.
We understand what a sneeze is.
I can't control
is.
It. Right. No, but I'm saying whatever's happening afterwards is also involuntary.
But
I don't know.
If you sneeze and it causes you great pain, you need to get to the Mayo Clinic.
I am the healthiest man you know.
Have them run a PET scan on you.
I couldn't
what's
be.
What's going
it's,
on?
You have a PET scan on your dog, Ralph.
No.
Cat scan on. Oh, wait, that's a cat. Okay, I'm confused what scans we're talking about then.
You seriously have a problem if sneezing causes you pain.
I should look into that.
That doesn't bother you?
That every time
I really
sneeze,
never thought about it before.
There's a severe pain?
Until you guys brought it up, I never really thought about it
most
before.
Most of us sneeze painlessly.
Really?
Yes!
I guess I'm doing it wrong.
Well, tell by that sound you're doing it wrong.
I will take it under advisement.
But it's the aftermath that I'm worried about. It's like, damn, what's
sorry.
All right. Now everyone listening is screaming for us to sing the song and go home because of this break. A couple quick showbiz stories before we get into the kickoff for the weekend. He's back.
He's back.
Regis Philbin has officially been named a contributor for the fourth hour of the Today Show. The Today Show's on for 4 hours.
Every day.
I don't want to do anything I like for 4 hours, let alone watch the Today Show. In the fourth hour, apparently the wheels just come off and they put drunk-ass Kathy Lee Gifford up there and Yoda comes out from Star Wars.
I think it's Hoda.
What?
Yeah. Hoda Kotb.
No, I'm really not watching.
So he's going
to
join them?
Regis to join Kathy Lee Gifford back again, together again, America's favorite TV couple, and Hoda Kotb also signs on, and they all...
And why does this delight the Negro?
Apparently they all drink up, and they...
I couldn't...
Some oil wrestling they do?
I'm as interested as I was before, which is to say none.
But Regis...
Yeah, you don't think it's nice, Kevin, to have a chance to see television legend Regis Philbin, who, by the way, is in the Guinness Book of World Records, is the guy who's been on television more than any human on Earth, to see him go around one more time and do some more TV?
Nope.
All right, okay. There you go. If we can't sell you with that pitch,
sorry,
we're not getting you.
Don't care.
Kevin, come on. Don't you want to watch me and Kathy Lee?
I'm happy for him.
Gelman.
Where's Gelman?
What's poor Gelman doing? Where's he?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Is he still over with Strahan and Kelly Clarkson?
I bet he is. That must be it.
I don't watch that show anymore. There's another show.
You're making that up.
Yeah, Michael and Kelly.
Yeah.
He's probably
still
working on that show. Yeah.
Sure.
Kevin, you remember we had Mr. Philbin in as a guest when we were in New York one year?
Yeah,
it was so fun.
Great guest. Fun guy.
I wish
him well. Hope it goes well.
Just don't need to see him on your TV.
No interest. Okay. Not interested in watching at all. That's all.
I love Oreo cookies.
See, Kevin, you're missing out on that kind of television magic.
I was wrong. I'm going to watch now.
I love Oreos. And then I take them and I split them in half and I lick the cream. Ben Affleck may have lost a wife.
Ew.
But he's gained a movie. Apparently, after he directs his next film, Live by Night, Hollywood Reporter says he will direct and star as Batman in a standalone Batman movie.
Now, how is that? I'm confused by this story, Ralph. Please help me understand. How is that allowed? Like, why would Warner Brothers allow him to go off and make a rogue Batman movie?
He's not going to be rogue. He's not going to be in his closet or in his garage with his friends. It's going to be part of
one will know where it's shooting.
It's going to be part of under the Warner Brothers umbrella of
so it's just
Comics
a regular
movies.
Batman movie. But
yeah,
then why doesn't
Batman
the story
movie.
Just say he will be starring in another Batman movie after the Batman versus Superman one?
Well, what did
that's
you,
all
what
this
did
is
say. What are you implying here? This is some sort of coup de grace?
No, it just makes it sound like there's something suspicious about it. That's all. Like I said, he's making a rogue movie. He's sneaking over there and doing a standalone Batman.
What
I don't
about
know.
That story makes you feel that way?
The fact that he is writing it, starring in it, and directing it
yes.
is what makes me feel that way.
But, you know, he's got an Oscar for writing, and he's got an Oscar for directing, and
yes,
he's Batman.
For producing, yes. Yes. No, I get all of that, but usually
how do you?
Because usually those types of movies, they don't put in one dude's hand. Right, they usually spread it around and get a top flight director and a top flight script writer
well,
and a Zach top
Snyder's
flight star.
Been writing and directing the Superman and now this movie.
I don't like
this
it.
This is not a rogue. He went to the Bahamas and he's making a movie on the beach about Batman. We can't see it. We can't control him. Someone stop him. Where's the conspiracy theory coming
it
from?
It struck me as strange. It was a weird announcement when it came out. Allie, you're with me. You're usually with me. Are you with me?
It's called standalone because it's not going to be part of the Justice League or with Superman or anything. It's going to be a solo Batman movie. Batman's coming back on his own.
Sounds to me like you don't believe he's qualified. Is what
no,
it sounds
he,
like.
Look, I think he's enormously talented in all of those areas. It's just for this kind of movie, you don't usually just see one guy making it a one-man show. That's all I'm saying.
I just think you're terrific.
Well, how about Joss Whedon, who wrote and directed The Avengers? Was he a loose cannon? Was he a card that needed to be dealt with?
Right, but if you told me that Robert Downey Jr. was writing and directing and being Iron Man in The Avengers, it would have raised some eyebrows. That's
well,
all
Robert Downey Jr.
Sort of
doesn't have an Oscar for directing and an Oscar for screenwriting.
Are we waiting for Dope Bogart for this conversation? Get on the phone with each other. What's wrong with you?
I don't like it.
Come
I'm just
on.
Saying, I don't like it.
Who else about to die here? Are you tired?
Should we get Don on the phone?
I'm just saying.
Maybe he can clear this
maybe
up.
Maybe move on.
Kevin's purple.
What's
Kevin's
going
genuinely,
on? Well, come
genuinely
on.
Upset.
You guys realize
is
we're
Don on the
air.
Phone?
Get Don on the phone.
You know we're on the air, right? What the hell?
Right, I'm just perplexed by Bean's reaction to this.
I know.
Well, I'm perplexed why he's able to pull this over on you and you don't notice the obvious signs
and
that
you
there's
can
something
both
hinky going on.
Continue this on the phone, not on the
not
radio.
This is not a government overthrow.
What's happening?
He's not bringing in troops to Warner Brothers in Burbank and taking over the president's
happening.
Office.
Something's hinky. That's all I'm saying. All right, back to you.
Madman.
I just think you're terrific.
You're just terrific. Just sneeze.
He's down on the phone.
Sneeze and blow something out for good, why don't you? I'm done with that. That's how Bean's going to go, you know.
It is.
It's going to be one big duck sneeze, and then
it's all going to go.
Lights out. Then boom. Big dirt nap. That's it for him. There you go.
That's it.
That's the sound you're going to hear from Clown Town when it's all over. Those three sounds. Well, that one,
that too.
Yeah. And the cat thing he does. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Simpson's 35 years old today. Chiwetel Ejiofor celebrates his 38th birthday. He's a talented guy. Adrian Grenier from Entourage, 39 years old. Sofia Vergara celebrates her 43rd birthday. You know me, I'm not much of a voyeur. I don't buy into the celebrity sex tape culture and all that stuff that's going on.
Right.
But I would pay hard cash money to watch Joe Magnaniolo.
Magnaniolo?
Right. Yeah, thanks for saving me. You did a much better job
much
than
better.
I did, Allie.
You're welcome.
And Sofia Vergara, you know, they're engaged.
Yes.
I would pay cash money to watch those two have sex. That'd be the most beautiful thing you could ever see on the planet. It'd be like two statues having sex.
I'm with you on that. I would spend a lot of money.
Come on.
That. Yeah.
Those are beautiful people. Their children are going to be like gods.
Yeah.
They're gonna. Light will emanate from them when they're born.
Hey, Ralph, can we go home?
Jeez.
I'm tired. I've worked 3 days.
But they told me to be done by
9:55. Right.
It's only 9:58.
Right. So how's that working out?
Kevin, you have the control. Just hit the goddamn button.
Thank you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I can't do it
until I say that. That has to be said.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh,
don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I have no idea what that means.
Roll another one.
Who knew it? We already outdid that.
Just like the other one.
I hope he gets cancer.
This one seems to be about quit.
I do what I want.
And I need another hit.
On behalf of the Mother Standards Department, I, Gaylord Felcher, present you with the Employee of the Week Award. Well, let's give it up for this fucking bag of
roll.
Talk to strangers on the bus.
Right.
Just like the other one.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
This one seems to be about to end.
Well, the thrill is mine, Mr. Kevin and Mr. Bean.
I don't have another cent.
Hey, don't do that. Don't look like that and talk like that. It makes my wiener feel weird.
But don't walk out that joint.
To this next part, are you going to want any pants?
Just pants. Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
He's down on the phone.
I just pass it on down.
Well, Stunner, it looks like we may have to call this game on account of dopants.
I don't see any point in dragging this on. It's
My job sucks anyway.
Goodbye, ladies. I'll leave the keys under the mat. So long.
So this will have to serve as our goodbye. Don't let the door hit you where God split you.
Yo, this meeting is over. Yo, motherfuckers, get out of my place.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, Holmes, smell you later.
Embark.